Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bummer who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
It's your girl, Lexi Lush, live in the building. It's going down on Lush Radio Online. Tonight, we got Steph Nasty, producer and CEO of Beat Bangers. Also, we got Ikadon live in the building. It's going down on Lush Radio Online, man, giving you what you want, what you need, man. I ain't playing no games, man. All I can say is that life is good. I'm feeling good. I'm starting my little Lush Radio regimen, you know what I'm saying? I went out, you know, did a little bit of walking, little bit of jogging, and you know what I'm saying, you know, even though the ankle was bothering me. But you know what I'm saying? Did, you know what I'm saying, a couple push-ups, couple sit-ups, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting my workout on, you know what I'm saying? Straight water, doing my lean meals and all that, trying to get it in. So, like, if you want trying to get that rock body to take some of that weight down, man, you know what I'm saying? You got to have that dedication, man, and pray on it. So that's what I'm doing. I'm getting it in, man. And also on top of that, man, remember that if you stay determined in whatever you do and if you speak it to existence, it shall happen. Live on Lush Radio Online, man. I'm telling you, we always giving y'all what you want, what you need on Lush Radio Online, man. It's all about you people. Because without y'all, man, there is no us. It's Lush Radio Online, man. Give you what you want, what you need on Lush Radio Online. Shout out to our sponsors, Capital Customs. Check out www.capitalcustoms.com. You want to get your T-shirts done for your event or trade items, or you just want to express yourself because you need something to rock with them jeans on them tennis shoes, you need to log on to www.capitalcustoms.com and tell them I sent you. Also, check out ohanashop.com and get that icy ice, man. Lush Radio Online, man, for real. And, you know, we just doing what it is, man. Monday, you already know that it's your boy, the one and only TDI. We just had Memorial Day weekend. It was crazy. You know what I mean? That's how we do all here on Lush Radio Online. And, you know, I'm just feeling really like, you know, I'm just really, really good today. Because today is just, you know, the day that God has made. And, you know, you got to be glad it is. So, we're going to get it in tonight on Lush Radio. And I'm going to go ahead and play one of Steph Nasty joints. He also sings also, besides being a wonderful producer, he also, you know what I'm saying, sings and stuff. So this is one of Steph Nasty's joints. And we'll be back on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah. This is my love letter. To you. Music. Bangers.
I'm more than just an option. I'm more than just a dream. You've always been in my heart. But now I truly see how much without the music. Without you, there's no need. No life without.
My girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, man. That was Steph Nasty right there. You know what I'm saying? CEO of Beat Bangers. And also, on top of that, you know what I'm saying? He's a hot R&B singer getting it in. You know what I'm saying? That was his version of Find My Love. He got a nice voice. I might have to get him to sing a little live for us on Lush Radio Online. Let's go to the lines and see what's crack-a-lacking. Do we have Steph Nasty live on the line with us?
Yes. What's going on? It's your boy, Steph Nasty of the Beat Bangers, the award-winning production team, the Beat Bangers.
That's what it is. Don't forget award-winning.
You can't forget the award. I worked hard for that. You can't be forgetting that. You know what I'm saying? It's like a doctorate, you know what I'm saying, or a master's. You work hard. And no matter if you're in a social setting, a professional setting, you at a party. Hi, I'm doctor. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
That's what it is. Let's show you some Lush Radio love.
I appreciate it. That's my theme music right there. Applause. I dig it.
That's what it is. You got any shout-outs before we get into the interview, sweetheart?
Yes, I do want to make some shout-outs. I want to say shout-out to Lush Radio for being so kind, supportive, loving, and beautiful. God bless you. I want to say shout-out to my whole team, Buggy I, Mark C, Commissioner J, a.k.a. J. Reed, Chris G, Peso, Chrissy, anybody else who's part of the Beat Bangers movement, a.k.a. the Good Music movement. There's just so many people that's, you know, integral to what we do, but I'm going to keep it short. If I forgot you, I didn't say your name because I don't want to take too much of the radio's time. But if you support good music and you support the Beat Bangers, we love you, and you know you're already part of our movement. So
That's what it is. And thanks for the compliment and stuff. I'm trying to make sure. You sure you're talking about me or you talking about my program manager, Cookie?
Both of y'all. I love y'all both. I love y'all like a pork chop. I like pork chop.
We love you too, baby. But
Thank you. Talk
to us. You got you know, besides being a wonderful vocalist, you're an excellent producer and stuff, and I know with the Big Bangers you guys actually got mentorship with Swiss Beats and everything like that.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, that's definitely, you know what I'm saying, some serious stuff because, you know, he's definitely a hot producer and definitely made some classic records. So, I mean, tell us, you know, what inspired you to get into the music industry first, starting in as, you know, as a producer, and then
right.
transition into your whole becoming a vocalist and putting out your album and stuff like that.
Well, first, I got to say, definitely a big, big shout-out to Troy Taylor of Songbook Entertainment. He's, you know, he's mentored Jonte Austin, Carl Thomas, and now Trey Songz, as well as myself and my partner. He was definitely a big influence. Swizz Beatz is another influence when I was very young getting into the game. He gave me opportunity. I would say Chucky Thompson, who's one of my production idols. You know, Rich Harrison, there's a few of them, you know what I'm saying? People, Jack Knight from Bad Boy, Makeba Riddick, Mary Brown. There's a whole lot of powerful industry people that believed in my talent early on, and still to this day, they're very supportive. So I, you know, definitely give them a shout out. But other than that, I was really inspired by great music. You know what I'm saying? It was my love for just being a fan of just soulful music, stuff that moved me and that was emotional. It had some type of swag to it, and that was really my drive. Just I wanted to be a part of that, you know, and fast forward to now, I mean, I honestly don't call myself a vocalist or an artist per se yet. You know what I'm saying? That's not really my goal. That wasn't really my goal. It was more so I had more to say. You know, and I do a lot of interviews and I do a lot of records. But it just came to a point where I had a lot of things on my mind and I had a lot of things to express. And it just feels like you can say more with songs and, you know, you can get your point across. And also, as creators, you know, whether you're an artist or a producer or, you know, an actor, you always observe the craft as a fan and really critical. So you're always going to be like, oh, that sucks, that's whack. You know what I'm saying? This is weak. Why'd they do it like this? I would have did it like this. I would have, you know what I'm saying? People always talk about what it should be like, what it could be like, what they don't like. I decided just to, you know what I'm saying, to shut up about it and just do what I want. I decided to be the change that I wanted to see rather than keep complaining about what I don't like. I said, you know what? I'm going to get in the ring and I'm going to show these niggas how to fight. Or I'm going to get, you know what I'm saying, get on the court and I'm going to show them how to ball. Like, this is the way it should be done. Not saying I'm an artist, but I'm going to create the music that I want to hear. Yeah.
That's what it is. I have another question for you. You have put out 2 records within the last 2 months.
Yeah, 2 months. It seems like it's longer, but it's only been 2 months, yeah.
And, what made you decide to do that? And, you know, I know you just explained that, you know, you really don't classify yourself as an artist right now.
Right.
At the moment. You know what I'm saying? You know, what made you decide to, you know, put out those 2 records? And what was your inspiration behind those 2?
Well, for the last 9 to 10 years, you know, the last 9 to 10 years, people have known me for producing records and writing records and arranging. You know, I've worked with people like Trey Songz and Little Mo and Jay Holiday and King Lattimore, Raekwon, Black Butterfly, Lydia Caesar, Ashi. I've worked with a slew of artists from underground to mainstream, and I kind of felt uninspired, you know what I'm saying, a couple months ago. Like, I felt like I needed more, you know, and so I feel like I had that foundation to fall back on. Like, I have a foundation. I've been doing this long enough. I feel like I've mastered production. My team is one of the best teams that you'll ever hear in your life. And that's, to me, that's enough that I can say that I'm not a jack of all trades. I've actually mastered something, and I want to try and do something else. So with that said, I feel like the response I've gotten, it's interesting because it's almost like I feel like I had a lot of doubters. You know, I had a lot of people that didn't think it was possible. You know, but I'm no stranger to people doubting. You know, people doubted I could win the Underground Music Award, beating Ninth Wonder and High Tech and other producers, you know. But I beat them, and you know what I'm saying? I was victorious with that, and I believed in what my team is capable of doing. Just like with this whole putting records out, within a matter of 2 months, we're number one on Reverb Nation. ReverbNation.com has 688,000 users. Now, for us to be number one on the R&B charts locally and nationally and number 4 globally, and as well as being a featured artist on Black Planet Music Session next to The Dream and Trina, that's a great accomplishment, and I think it speaks volumes to what's to come. So my motivation is just winning and giving good music.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
What's the response been with what you're doing with your music? What has the for sponsoring with the fans and, you know, and everybody out there.
The response, you know, it's really interesting how sometimes people like to put you in boxes when, you know, when they're comfortable with you and they've known you for a while. You know, it, sometimes it seems like complete strangers that don't know you have no expectations. So I feel like people that don't really know me too well are more supportive, and it seems like they're ready to see something different, you know, versus people who know you, they tend to like to be comfortable with you in a certain light. But I think the response is great because to be, like I mentioned before, to be featured with The Dream and Trina, you know, on Black Planet, I mean, that's a major media site, and to be featured there, to me, within 2 months, that's a great response, you know, to be number one on the Reverb Nation charts globally, I mean, nationally as well as locally, that's a great response, you know. All these different places like DigiWax to feature the music, for like thatpiff.com to feature the music. It's, you know, for people like Gordon Chambers, who's a Grammy-winning songwriter and a singer, for him to be on a record with me, or Jaden, who's an amazing vocalist and a songwriter as well, for them to be featured on records with me, you know, that to me, it's, that's all I need, you know, that and the love from the fans.
Yeah, definitely shout out to Jaden and Akira, you know what I'm saying? Shout out
Jaden's
to,
amazing. I don't know if y'all are familiar, but he's phenomenal. He's a phenomenal talent.
Yeah, he's excellent. And shout out to Music Jones out there. That's my homeboy. He
Delaney. Yeah, he's home.
Delaney goes hard for him. So that's my boy right there. So Jaden is definitely a wonderful artist. So definitely shout out to him and stuff. I gotta get that song with you and Jaden, because that's definitely hot right there, because you got a voice, and I know Jaden is a monster.
You know what's crazy with that is people was wondering, how did you get that done? You know what I'm saying? Because Jaden's such a phenomenal talent, and Gordon's a Grammy-winning songwriter and artist, you know what I'm saying? So how they able to pull that off? And really, I heard the Drake song, and I was like, this is really dope. You know what I'm saying? It moved me emotionally. So what I did was I downloaded it. I bought it on iTunes. Had to say that. I bought it on iTunes. I found the instrumental for free. You know what I mean? I put my $1.99, whatever it was. Got the song. I downloaded the instrumental, and I started writing. I was like, I want to sing something on this. Like, I don't want to call myself, you know what I'm saying, like I'm an artist, you know. And but I was like, I have something to say. Like, this moves me to want to say something. And so I wrote the verse, and I wrote the hook and the other verses. And I laid down my verse, and I said, I want to get someone else on this because I feel like I'm good enough to start it, and I feel like someone else got to come and help me just get this message across. And so I called Jaden. I said, yo, I got this song idea. I'd love to work with you because we've known each other for so many years. But this is like the perfect opportunity. So I sent him my reference. He fell in love with it, recorded it like the next day, sent it back. Gordon heard it. He loved it. He came to after the studio, recorded it with us. Gordon produced my vocals and I produced his. And the song was done within 3 days, 4 days, like literally. And it was all off of my references. So they were inspired by my passion. And that's really cool.
That's what's up. That's definitely hot right there. Because you definitely, like I said, have a wonderful voice. And
thank you.
It's definitely nice right there. And it's about time for R&B and just, you know, real music to come back. Because I'm kind of, you know, sometimes you get frustrated when you're hearing some of the stuff that's out here now. You know,
I think a lot of us do, and I believe that's. I took a stance, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people like to talk, a lot of people feel some type of way, but I did something. And I know a lot of writers and artists that have been doing this for years and don't really do nothing. They kind of just sit in a little circle, and they don't really make too many moves. Well, I made a move, and I was really scared to do it. I was ready, you know, I had my insecurities, and I had my reservations about it. But at the end of the day, I believed in my idea, and I believed in my talent enough to put it forward. And I know people that sing for years and don't put themselves in front of the limelight like that, you know. But I'm a testament to show if you believe in yourself and you have a dream and something, you have an idea, you have a vision, go for it, because you don't. The worst thing that can happen is it doesn't work. But at least you know you tried. The only thing worse than it not working is that you didn't try, you know. So I was looking from the sidelines and I said, you know what, I'm a do something, you know. So for me, it's like. I feel like I got that Kanye West spirit, you know what I'm saying, that rebellious, that that. Like, I'm outspoken. I'm very passionate about my work. And I've got more to offer than just producing or playing the keys or the guitar or writing or vocal arranging. I have a lot more to say and a lot more to show. So this is just the beginning of what Beat Bangers can do as a movement.
Wow, that's what it is. And also, you always find a way to keep yourself busy all the time. So what are you currently working on? What are some of the projects you got going on and some of the artists you're working with also right now?
Got you. Well, right now, my main focus is people that I truly believe in. People, you know, I try to space it out and make it different as far as projects. I spent the last 9-10 years really just working with anybody and everybody, whoever sings, raps, writes, just let them in my studio. I've been like I don't want to say a homeless shelter of sorts or a soup, but I guess, you know, a musical soup kitchen. Everybody wants to get right. They come to our studio. You know, we fix them up. You know, we lend our talent and we really help a lot of people. But lately I've been trying to focus more on people that I really, really believe in what they do. They have their own vision. So people like Lydia Caesar, who's an amazing, amazing talent. She's phenomenal. She's a star. If you ask me, she's the next Lauryn Hill. She writes. She performs. She's amazing. We have an EP called Summer Vacation, which my team has produced. It's on iTunes right now. Go cop that. We produced the entire thing. We're finishing up her album, which should be out in the next month or two. And I'm really proud about that. I've known Lydia for years. And her style is rock and B. It's like a mixture of rock and roll and R&B. It's soulful, but got that rock edge. So I'm really excited about that because people know me more so for R&B. So to step outside the box is what I'm really trying to do this year, step outside of every box that people put on me. So R&B was that one box. I stepped outside of it, did rock and B. Another one is Jonte Moaning. He has a deal over in Japan. I'm working on his album. He's a dancer and a choreographer for Beyonce, Janet Jackson, and many, many others. He's doing an album, and his stuff is electro pop, dance, edgy. It's just so different, and he's a risk taker too. So for me to be doing his type of music is a risk as well. Jimmy Rain, she's an artist, and she's from the Bay Area, and she's really, really dope. I did a song for her called Out the Door. I did the song for Jonte's called Gone, Already Gone. So Out the Door is actually on Jimmy Rain's album, which you can get on her website, jimmyrain.com. I'm excited about that. That's more soulful R&B. And that's like the main, and also another artist in Kala Dreams. Kala Dreams is dope. She's got like this really cool style. It's country dance pop, and I'm excited about working on her too. So I'm trying to keep it, you know, I'm trying to keep it diverse so people can't really guess my moves. So when I do a record like Summer Vacation, they expect me to do that again, and I go and do, you know, music with Gordon Chambers and Jane. They expect to see that again, and then I go do Jonte Moaning, or then I go do Jimmy Rain, or, you know, I keep people guessing.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And what's some of the things do you plan on actually, you know, producing an actual, like, maybe like mixtape album for yourself, you know, for yourself? I mean.
Mm.
Or you just going to focus more on just the artists that you got in your camp?
Trying to get some real answers out of me, you see. you trying to look at my little playbook. I see what you're doing. You trying to see my blueprint. Okay. I fuck with you on that. You trying to see my blueprints. All right, you got me. Well, as far as projects, I really don't want to give away too much, you know, because that would spoil the surprise. And, you know, so far, between the followers I have on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Reverb Nation, and all the things I got going on, I feel like all eyes are on me. You know what I'm saying? I feel like people are waiting for me to blow up and for my whole movement to just become the next big thing. So if I was to just start telling you every single last movie we're about to, I'm not really wanting to tell you what I'm about to do. As far as I'm working on this, I'm working on that. I'm more so to grind and let you know I'm grinding. And then whenever I got a project, I blast in your face. And it's like, oh my God, nigga's everywhere. You know what I'm saying? But I try to move silently. I try to move silently as far as what I'm doing. But once it's ready to be promoted, I'm gonna go hard. But let's say this: expect greatness, expect genius, expect relentless, shameless self-promotion, great music, expect expect to be moved, expect to be offended, expect everything. Expect to feel like a full feature experience of music and emotions. Feel everything.
We want to expect a lot from you over there, Steph.
Keep your eyes on me. I'm doing things.
We're going to expect that. We're going to go into this Beamer, Benz, and Bentley remix that you did. We're going to go into that, and we'll be back, guys. If you're just tuning in, you're live with Steph Nasty, producer and CEO.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Rocking with the beat bangers.
You know what's funny? A lot of people have the CEO, but they don't got no real company. Like, I actually have an LLC. People like to call themselves CEO and don't even have business papers and tax ID numbers. But, you know, I'm not going to – I'll leave it alone.
No, but you know what? We could touch on that because real talk, it is a lot of cats out there, and that's
yeah,
why we're trying
like
to
what are you a boss of? Like, you're a boss of nothing. You're a boss of a name that's not even incorporated, B. Like, get out of here.
We try to educate them on that, and, you know, we help them try to get their business plans together for investors and stuff, and I also have all entertainment contracts. So we try to educate our people that come online. We try to educate them
right.
and stuff, but, yeah. You know, it's good to get your articles and corporations together. You know what I'm saying? Your
yeah, get your receipts together, claim your taxes,
yeah.
man, because Uncle Sam, they want a piece of your beat money. They do.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm going to go ahead and play this Beamer, Benz, and Bentley, and
yes.
we'll be back with your boy,
Steph Nasty.
And when I come back, I'm going to ask them, why do they call him Nasty?
A lot of girls ask me that question. I like answering that.
When we come back from Beamer, and Bentley.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Beamer, Benz, and Bentley.
Yeah.
I'm like the Beamer, Benz, and Bentley.
Come
in. Yeah, Beamer, Benz, and Bentley. Well, I'm fresh, I'm fly, I'm so damn smooth.
Okay.
Swag like mine, man, a show can't lose.
Yeah.
Know my game tight, I could bag the Moulin Rouge.
Yeah.
Bring them back to the crib for
yeah.
one on two
yeah.
or one on three. I'm going in
yeah.
like a Mr. Marcus thing.
Yeah.
This ain't new
yeah.
to me. See,
yeah.
I was banging out backs then, laying down keys on tracks back when they call me Oliver Reed. Now the rain is all around, I don't know the name, Steph Nasty. Still making a killing. We work with the best of them. Cool left the rest of them. Cisco to Trey Songz and Lil Eddie. To Jay Holiday, Gordon James, and Claude Kelly. Commission on deck. These I got next. We're going undisputed. We demand some respect. And if you ain't familiar now, then who's Steph?
But don't approach the bangers unless you come away to check.
Steph Buggy the bangers. Steph Buggy the bangers. Steph Buggy the bangers.
These bangers make you famous, yeah.
Steph Buggy the bangers.
Yeah.
Steph Buggy the bangers,
yeah.
Steph Buggy the bangers.
These bangers make you famous, yeah.
I'm fly, I'm fresh, I'm Biggie in his prime. I'm Tupac on Machiavelli with no plans of dying it. Shit, if I do, lay me down next to my dude in the same graveyard as my father. Make sure all my songs hit the streets and crack the pavement. And give my royalties to my mom and my nephew Jalen. But I'm ahead of myself, talking life after death when I ain't ready to die. Yo, I'm ready to fly. So give me any beat that you got and I'm killing that.
Damn.
Let your girl hear my songs and I bet she feeling that. You leave her alone with me and I might be stealing that. When she gone, yeah. All producers listen, if you got heat then send it. Out to the commission, if this happens we will kill it. And for all the sexy ladies, let's listen to this remix. Call me, yeah.
Woo. Woo. This one's for the blog, this one's for the blog. Yeah, yeah. This one's for the people, this one's for the people. The lovers of good music,
good music.
Yeah, yeah. Beat bangers,
beat bangers.
Commission.
Commission.
Already.
Already.
We got. We got.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, Beamer, Benz, and Bentley, the remix version with your boy, Steph Nasty. So I want you guys to call in at 347-826-7722 if you want to talk to Steph Nasty. He's live in the building. An independent artist, if you would like to call in too. And find out about them beats and talk about, you know, what he's doing out there in the industry. So, Steph.
Yes, my lady.
Let's talk now.
Yes,
let's
my dear.
Let's talk a little bit. You know, let's talk about this nastiness that you got going on right there. Hey. Steph Nasty. Why did they call, where did that come from? Tell me.
Why you think they call me nasty?
See, if I think about it, I'll have really nasty thoughts. But anyway, go ahead.
We both grown. It's okay. I'm making you blush, huh?
Yeah, slightly, you know.
It's all right, it's all right.
Are you just, like, playing nasty with your beats and you just destroying them? That's why they call you Steph Nasty?
Actually, the name came about, I want to say, when I became an artist. Like, before I made beats and everything, I was an artist. I was in the same group with my brother and, like, two friends, and we did, like, we performed all over the place. You know, we actually opened up Hezekiah Walker at the McDonald's Gospel Fest in Madison Square Garden, you know, using the studio a lot. We did a lot of things, won talent shows all over the place. And, you know, I wanted to have a stage name. So I was like, I need some cool shit. You know what I'm saying? So we decided to take my middle name, Stephon, and then add Nasty to it. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like Nasty Nas. And I was like, I'm ill on the keys, not for nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to brag about too much. Well, sometimes I do, but... you know, so I was like, well, I'm ill on the keys. I get busy. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be Steph Nasty. You know what I'm saying? So that was like, that's how that came about. But I used to be an artist first. Like, I was a singer and a writer, and then eventually the piano came and the guitar and production and everything. But first I was a performer. So that's what it has this innuendo. It's a double entendre, if you will. You know, you can take it how you want, but.
Okay, spicy.
You know?
All right, now. What with all your experiences and success in music,
success? You said success.
No, I said success.
I thought you said success. Okay. It seemed appropriate for what you were saying, you know what I mean?
maybe it kind of got me tongue tied when we were talking about the nasty thing. But
this is a family show, right?
Yeah. Oh no, it's family, but you know, it's for mature also though. With all your experiences and success in music, do you ever plan on giving back? Do you do any community service or anything like that?
Hell no, I'm all for self. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, God.
No, I'm playing. I do. Currently, some of the things that I'm working on, one of them is an advice column, is with a website called, it's a brand new website and launched about a month or two ago. It's called Music Exclusives, MusicXclusives.com. I have my own video advice column, and that's for free. There's a lot of other blogs out there that charge you for advice and charge you for information, and they try to monetize and hustle the upcoming creative person, not me. I'm not going to give you, $150 for tell you to make your beats better, $50 to tell you how to network, $200, you know what I'm saying, tell you to get voice lessons. That's not cool. What I'm doing is for free. What I have is people send in the questions to advice at Music Exclusives. I read all the questions, and I shout out the person. I put the questions that they ask, and I answer it thoroughly and articulately to where they can understand how to fix their problem or get ahead. That's one thing I'm doing. Another thing I recently started is an internship program and a mentoring program where I did like a blast on Twitter and I used Facebook, and I just felt like I wanted to do more because I'm a teacher. I teach music, you know what I'm saying? I teach songwriting, I teach choir, I teach production, you know, in different schools, in the inner city communities, as well as with nonprofit organizations. So I already teach. And I felt like that wasn't enough. Yeah, you know. So I felt like that wasn't enough, though. You know, so I felt like I needed to do more. So what I did was I decided to make a blast on Twitter and Facebook, and I asked if anybody would be interested in an internship program. and being mentored. And so I got like a whole bunch of responses. A bunch of people actually sent me letters of intent. You know, they sent me like a long bio as why they wanted to do it. People from all over. I have an intern and one of my apprentices. His name is Mark C. He's out of Iowa. I have another girl named Heaven. She's from Iowa. I got another girl named Denise. She's from Queens. I got a guy named Future. He's from Brooklyn. Who else do I have? Am I missing anybody? I had another dude. He was from Texas, but I haven't heard from him in a week or two. And I had another guy named Carl from the Bronx. So it's really all over. And what I've been doing is just teaching them the ins and outs of the industry, helping them as far as their craft via Skype. I usually do the Skype sessions every 2 weeks on like Fridays usually. And what I do is I have them write papers, research papers, a whole bunch, just a lot of different things, from research papers to studying production to songwriting to vocals to teaching them how to network, how to market and promote stuff. And in return, it's like a work study program. So for all the free information I'm giving them for 2 hours every Friday or every other Friday, they're doing promo for me and other little things I have them working on. So it's an equally beneficial thing, but I feel like for me, when I tried to come in the game, a lot of people had me taking out garbage and going to the store for McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts, making store runs. Dead ass. Like, niggas had me on some, like, some gopher shit. Like, that's degrading. Like, that's not necessary. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. This is not that deep. Like, that Diddy shit is whack. You know what I'm saying? No, I appreciate Diddy for what he has done in the game, but all that degrading, run to juniors and get cheesecake. There's a lot of people in the industry that kind of like that. It's true. I'm telling you the real talk. A lot of people in the industry they like to degrade people and have you run through hurdles to do something that's pretty easy.
Yeah, and
I had my share of picking out garbages and sweeping and vacuuming and all that crap. So I said, I'm not going to ever do that to anybody. I won't give it I've given it for free to a lot of people, but I said, you know what, from now on, I'm going to make them work for it. So I feel like people, when they work for something, they appreciate it way more. So I have them do a work study. They do the promotion work and other projects I have them do in exchange for the information for free. So.
Well, that's what it is, because, you know, that's definitely good information for the people out there if you're interested.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, definitely contact him. Put the email out and your Twitter out there for the people so they can definitely get in contact with you if they're interested.
All right.
Or if they're artists and they're interested in getting in contact with you also.
At Steph Nasty, at the at symbol, you know. At Steph, STEFFNASTY. You can reach me on Twitter. You can find me on Reverb Nation. You can find me on Facebook, MySpace, any social networking thing, AOL, AIM, Google, all that. You just Google me. And you'll find me everywhere. I try my best to respond to everybody who hits me up. Sometimes it may be a day or two, three. I get kind of busy and wrapped up with a lot of different things. But I do my best to reach out to everybody. And I'm pretty good with getting back. So.
That's what it is. And if you're just tuning in, you're live with Steph Nasty, producer and CEO. He has a wonderful voice. And my other question that I have for you, Steph, because, you know, in a few, I'm going to let you, you know, sing live for us and give us some live vocals, you know what I'm saying? But how do you feel about the state of the music industry itself, like just the music in general? What's your, you know, synopsis of it? What do you think?
I don't like it. I think it's whack. Like, I think we're in a place now where everybody is very scared and safe, from executives to the creative people. I feel like people are kind of abandoning their own beliefs and their own ideal system and their own morals and their own creative identities just to make money. I think that's sad because it cheapens the music, it cheapens the entertainment. Nothing wrong with entertainment, but I think there's a need, and there should be a bar for good quality entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Like, there should be no reason why every single artist is going pop and sounding like Rihanna. You know what I'm saying? There should be no reason why, you know, every singer has to have the four-to-the-floor beat and do techno pop, and every other artist, new artists want to come back, want to look like Gaga and have these crazy hairstyles and crazy spectacle, you know, outfits that look like costumes and like fucking clowns. Like, that's ridiculous to me. Like, I think people are just so scared, and rather than just be true to who they are, they're trying to make money, and in return, it's not working because record sales are at an all-time low.
Yeah, they definitely are.
I think right now what we need is we need more people like Kanye West, people like DMX, people like Tupac, people like Kurt Cobain, people like Michael Jackson, people like Tupac. You know what I'm saying? People that have like balls, like people that are not scared. People just, this is what I, people like John Lennon, like people that this is what I believe in. This is the kind of music I make, and they go hard and they stick to it. People that are gonna push the boundary. Like everybody, like someone like Gaga is dope. I respect what she does, but she's dope because she was left. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce was a certain image. You know what I mean? Like Christina Aguilera, a certain image. Britney Spears, a certain image. You got someone like Gaga, and she says, I'm gonna go all the way over here. And got the game fucked up. You got Khalees coming out here with the crazy haircuts and stuff, trying to look like her. And it's like, she's been in the game forever. Like, when you got people following you and copying your moves, that means that you're doing the right thing. That doesn't mean everybody else to follow that move. It means you go make your moves now.
Not everybody's style is good for everybody. But we got a caller right now. We got a caller from the 712. Caller from the 712. You're live on Lush Radio Online with Steph. Nasty, do you have a question? State your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Sarah, and I'm calling from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Okay.
My question,
you're from you said you're from Iowa?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
It's Sarah Wiley, actually, but yeah.
What's your question, sweetie?
What's your question, baby? Go ahead.
What advice do you have for people that are going into a career with music but they don't have a background?
Career music as far as creative or administrative?
Administrative.
Definitely go to college. I would say, you know what? I don't recommend going to college. I mean, I dropped out of college myself. I had a music scholarship to go to college, and I actually dropped out of Five Towns University. So, I mean, that wasn't for me as a creative person, but I would say if you want to be administrative, definitely go to school and get some type of business managing skills, or maybe entertainment law, or maybe, I don't know, just different things that have to do with working in offices and you know, networking, things like that. Maybe take an internship at a label. Like, that's like the main easiest way you can get into an industry job, is really starting from the ground up. Otherwise, maybe get a really good degree that applies to the type of field you want to be in, like maybe even marketing. You know, or advertising, or law, or there's different areas. So it's really up to you to decide where you want to be and what you want to do, and what maybe path as far as school can get you closer to that goal. Also, I would say relocate. Try and get to either LA, New York, Miami. You know, one of the main, or Atlanta, one of the main music communities. Hope that answers your question.
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
That's what it
God
is.
Bless you.
Thank you, pretty, sweetie, for calling into the show from Iowa. That's what it is. Definitely. So you can call in at 347-836-7722 if you have a question for Steph Nasty. With all of your accomplishments, Steph, throughout the year, you know, right now, What are some of the things that you think you're going to try to do, you know, for, you know, more buzz about the things that you're working on and stuff like that? And what are some of the things that you want to accomplish as a producer in this year going on into next year?
Next year, I see myself continue with my video blog series, A Day in the Life of a Producer, which you can find on YouTube. I want to do more of my advice columns for musicexclusives.com. I definitely want to continue to do internships and mentor programs like I'm doing. I'd like to produce more records, but I really want to focus on things I believe in. So I think if it's not like an artist that I feel is special and I'm excited about, I probably won't do it. I'll focus more on my own camp. I have a writing team called The Commission, and they co-wrote the song Music, which I did, and they co-wrote Beamer, Benz, and Bentley. So I'll focus on developing them, helping them get out there more, getting them a publishing deal, as well as more work. Actually got them a placement with Gordon Chambers and Jihad and Ashi. So getting them more work, getting the producers that's around me, the young producers that I'm helping to develop and mentor, like Mark C, working with anybody else who really wants to be a part of this movement. Because this is not just about me. I represent a whole team that's kind of, it's global. Because I have fans in Germany, I have fans in Japan, I have fans in London, I have fans in Africa. I have fans all over the place, and I represent not only a movement, but a state of mind. I'm the changing of the guard. You know what I'm saying? When you see people like the Tupacs and the John Lennons and the Michael Jacksons and the Kanye Wests and the DMXs, the people that kind of, like, you remember when Puff was had his whole, you know, shiny suit stuff and everything was real pop and real clean and flashy, and DMX just came back and brought it raw again and just brought that, he brought people back to the passion of just raw emotion and hip hop, you know what I'm saying? And someone like Kanye, everything was real thugged out and he was just like the opposite, you know what I'm saying? So I see myself as bringing that whole state of mind. Like, I'm the changing the guard, the good music movement, the beat bangers movement. We're like that next thing that you need in order to have a better industry. We're necessary. You need us because everybody else is going to follow suit of what's going on. If you want change, you want something different, we represent change. So you need us in the industry. You need us to win. You need us to continue to make music and to be a part of this everything, because we're the people that's going to speak our minds and create the music that you want to hear. So that's what I'm focusing on, being that change that I want to see.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm definitely, you know, proud of the accomplishments you made, you know, in the prior years and going into now. And definitely, you know, as an African American young man, you know, you're definitely setting an example for a lot of these youth out here. And the other question I wanted to ask you, for these youth that are inspiring to get into the music industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
For people that's young, honestly, don't come into this looking to get rich. You know, I think that's the, like, this is, especially right now where record sales are at an all-time low and there's, like, 360 deals, and it's just not the best time to make money. So I wouldn't go into this with the mentality, like, I'm going to go get rich. I would say come into this, like, with a career mind, like, I'm going to, over time, build a brand and build a movement. I think it's more about the journey. So don't look for immediate recognition and immediate success. Like, people see me now and see that I'm doing a lot of big things, but this took me 10 years to get to where I'm at now. I still have way more to accomplish. So when you put it in, when you look at it like that, it puts into perspective for you. Like, this, it takes a while, you know, and I know I have other friends who are very successful and I know that it took them a long time. So I would say definitely master your craft, whether it's production, writing, singing, rapping, whatever you want to do, perfect it, become great at it. So that way you always have a career. You can end up, even if you're not necessarily doing that as your main thing, you can have a career. You can also make money teaching how to do it. You can also make money playing somewhere or doing other, you can make money off your talent other ways if you're a master of your talent. Understand the business, learn the business, because the business is a bigger piece of this industry than the music is. So learn how contracts work, learn how publishing and royalties and splits work, learn how much you're worth. You know, don't come in here just thinking, I understand, like I said, it's, don't come in here trying to make money, like not trying to make money, don't come in here trying to get rich, but know when the business has to come and take place that you know how much you're worth and you know what, how much to ask for and what the market is looking like, you know. So be educated as far as business and how much you're worth, how much you should get, what's fair. Educate yourself as far as being great at your craft, and have long-term and short-term goals, and always be reevaluating all those goals, you know, because as you accomplish more goals, new goals are going to take place because you'll be in a different space. At first it might be, I want to be the dopest beat maker in my town. Then it will lead to, well, I've accomplished that. I need to be the best beat maker in this city or in the state. Next is, I want to get some placements. After you get placements, I want to do a whole album. After that, I want to get my own artist. Maybe after that, you want to start your label. Like, this, you always got to be constantly, constantly reevaluating those goals. So
that's what it is. That was some excellent information you gave out there for the youth and stuff. That's definitely very informative. The final and last question: your top three things that producers that are out there that are up and coming, the things that they shouldn't do. The top three.
Things that you should not. Top, that's a good question. Wow. Top three things you should not do. You should not limit yourself to just producing. When I say just producing, do not just limit yourself to only making beats. I think that's going to hurt you, because if you only make beats, you're going to need musicians, you're going to need songwriters, you're going to need people to arrange your stuff. If you can, definitely learn how to play an instrument. Definitely understand how to produce and arrange vocals, because when you get with singers or rappers, you want to be able to coach them and get the performance you want out of them. Because if someone wants to buy your record, like say a label, for example, you want to be self-sufficient, and you don't have to want them to hire like a vocal producer or a writer to do your job. You know, the same thing with your work. You don't want when the product goes on the market, whether it's iTunes or Amazon or in the stores, people are dissatisfied because you could not do your job properly. So definitely become more of a producer. Also, because of networking purposes, you're not always going to find a good manager. I don't even have a good manager. I don't have a manager, period. I get all my work and create all my opportunities. So understand how to market yourself, promote yourself, and get yourself into situations, you know, and that's building up your communication skills and your promotion skills so people are aware of what you do and people know who you are. Be self-sufficient as possible. So what you don't do is just be a producer. That's one. Two, what you don't do is don't think that the producing is the end all and be all of life. You know, I think production is a start. I think you can do great things. Like production can enable you to make good music, but try and do more with your talent. You know, if you can teach, if you can mentor, if you can start a business, you know, if you can help put other people on, like myself, I have a company. I've helped out so many people, and I've created a movement. You know, like if I'm just producing and I just think that's the end all and be all, it's gonna die and end with me. I want to be like like Babyface. Babyface has brought on so much talent. People like Berry Gordy, people like Diddy, like they're more than a producer, and they have a long line of people that came after them because they opened doors for other people. So I think be more than just I'm a producer and I'm just about myself. Create a movement and create a legacy. Three, I would say, don't be selfish. Being selfish, meaning if you can help others, do your best to help others. You know, put yourself first, but help others. If you can maybe get another producer a gig, do that. If you can get another songwriter an opportunity, do that. If you can, because the more people if we all thought less selfishly and helped out the next man, more people would be successful. I think the problem is that everybody becomes so selfish, and it blocks up everything, you know. And that goes back into the whole reason why the music industry is bad, because it's so political to where these cliques are taking over the projects, and the music isn't even the best music it could be. It's just that's the clique that they chose to use for the project, and it's being selfish. And then there's other people who's just as equally talented that is not getting an opportunity because people are being selfish with these projects, and people are not being giving and not thinking about the bigger picture, getting the job done right. So
that's true, definitely. So, yeah. I mean, I just want to really thank you. It was an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show today. It was very informative, and we wish you nothing but success in
all of
your endeavors. And I just want to say that, you know, whatever you want in life, I really hope that it comes to pass for you because you deserve it. You seem like a really well-rounded person, and, you know, you definitely have that drive. And we just want to keep on supporting what you got going
Thank
on
you
and
so much.
Stuff. So, you know, keep doing what you do. And once again, throw out that Twitter and that email for people that want to get in contact with you, okay?
You can hit me at Steph Nasty, like the at sign, you know what I'm saying? Like some of y'all don't know, but the at sign is number 2 on the keyboard, and you press shift and number 2. At Steph Nasty, STEFSNASTY. Find me on Twitter, follow me, hit me up. You can hit me on my email. My personal email is MUSYC, music with a Y, 1865. Music, 1865, 1865 being the year the slaves are freed. You know, it's got symbolism. Anyway, at Gmail, music, MUSYC, 1865, @gmail.com. Hit me up at Steph Nasty on Facebook, Steph Nasty. Reach out to me. I'm here. I'm for the people. I'm a man of the people. I'm the people's producer, people's champion, people's warrior. I'm all that. Hit me up, and I'm available.
That's what it is. That's what it is. We definitely love you and salute you. Keep doing what you're doing, and shout out to all our listeners out there. Make sure that you definitely support Steph Nasty as a producer.
Because I represent the people.
Yeah, he definitely represents the people. He's high energy. So definitely support him and follow him on Twitter. Support what he's doing. And, you know, if you got questions, ask him. He definitely contacts you and talks to you. He's definitely a sociable person. So we salute you, man. We love you.
Thank you.
That's what it
Take care. I love you back, and I appreciate the opportunity. God bless all y'all.
That's what it is. That's the one and only Dap Nasty live on Lush Radio. We definitely appreciate him for coming through on the show. We're going to go to a song from Ikadon real quick. He should be live on the line in a few with us on Lush Radio Online. And like I said, I ask you guys to definitely support people that come on the show. You know, we deal with a lot of celebrities on the show, and we deal with up-and-coming artists and all that. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do, you know what I'm saying? We are the people's voice. This is a new era of radio, supporting people out there in the community. You know, we believe in educating and entertaining. Definitely want to shout out our program manager, Cookie, that's hard on the job, grinding for us every single day. Definitely shout out to her, and also our co-host, TDI on Mondays, and also Future Guru 100, who's going to be live with me on Friday and Wednesdays, the beautiful Ebony representing the Cali area. So we're going in, you know, so we're going to have Ikadon live on the show with us in a few. And definitely, once again, in August is going down. Coast to Coast Mixtapes is doing their annual convention. It's going down in Miami, Florida, August 27th. Through the 29th, so that's definitely a spot where you need to be at. Lush Radio Online is definitely a media sponsor for that situation, so you guys definitely need to go and check that out, because if you don't, I don't know what's wrong with you. But how you want it, Ikadon featuring Method Man. Woo! Let's go, baby. Lush Radio Online. Yeah.
So we can take it to the guns, nigga.
How do you want it?
So we can take it to the knife, nigga.
How do you want it?
So we can take it to the hands, nigga.
How do you want it? Now say you let your own mind on it like a hornet.
So we can take it to the guns, nigga.
How do you want it?
So we can take it to the knife, nigga.
How do you want it?
So we can take it to the hands, nigga.
You
can catch meth mashing, pass the cops a rap. No clashing, spazzing, short on cash. Not a penny, I choose a harder way you fend me. It's something in me that make me want more than Denny. My man Icarus, S.I. can't get enough. We sticking niggas up for that in God we trust. Y'all might fuck with them, but y'all can't fuck with us. Don't miss the cow chamber, I'm too dangerous. And it's been so long, been so long since I snuck my middle finger past your thong. Bitch, must die, so improved you can't lose. And you ain't gotta look at my shoes to see I rule. I do it for my niggas on run from law. I do it for my bitches who boost clothes from store. 6 in the morning, police at my door. Got me locked up, not knowing what I'm locked up for.
So we can take it to the guns, nigga.
How do you want it?
So we can take it to the knife, nigga.
How do you want it?
So we can take it to the hands, nigga.
How do you want it? Now say you let your own mind on it like a hornet.
So we can take it to the guns, nigga.
How do you want it?
So we can take it to the knife, nigga.
How do you want it?
So we can take it to the hands, nigga.
Anyway, I think it's
warm.
You pay for good performance.
So what the fuck have I done? Do you see what kind of trouble I brung? This what happened when the M out of the W come. Gangsta Minaj, nigga, making love to two guns. Weapon you run, trust me, I handle it well. I look at whoever call me, camera cell. My right hand hit hard like a hammer to nail. Damn, I prevail from when I used to plan in the cell. Landed in jail, egg back, niggas get back. Yo, my name ring more than grandfather clock. Why y'all talk too much like barbershops? You can catch it and back to wide body six. Watching karate flicks and playing with mommy tits. I ain't miss, never that, I'm the son of the east. I got a gun in my fleece, blade under my teeth. So when a nigga talk shit, I make a run to police. Then I jump in the Jeep, put the pump on the seat. What I spend at the bar costs more than your mink. Bartender mad niggas at me ordering drinks. I'm more than you think, the bench got a taller to sing. My bullets are blowing your link the moment you blink. The talent, it, this is the wildest shit. We gon' make motherfuckers on the island flip. Not to mention stack, his crime foul is thick. Three real niggas that don't smile for shit.
So we can take it to the guns, nigga.
How do you want it?
So we can take it to the knife, nigga.
How do you want it?
So we can take it to the hands, nigga.
How do you want it? Now say you let your own mind on it like a hornet.
So we can take it to the guns, nigga.
How do you want it?
So we can take it to the knife, nigga.
How do you want it?
So we can take it to the hands, nigga.
Anyway, I think it's warning. You make a good performance. Go on it. Who want it?
That's what it is. That was Ikadon. How do you want it with Method Man? You already know what it is, man. Woo! You already know what it is. Lush Radio Online giving you what you want, what you need. Shout out to all the listeners out there doing they want too. I'm going to take it back to your boy, the one and only. Shout out to your boy out there, the boy that we call, you know what I'm saying, L, the sensei part of the former group, Artifacts, the Artifacts, man. He got a new joint that we play. It's called, you know what I'm saying, Be What It's Gonna Be. It's definitely a hot joint, so we're going to play that joint in a few seconds. Definitely I want to shout out to all the people out there that's doing they 1-2 and definitely getting they grind on out there in the streets, man, because, you know what I'm saying, the streets is crazy right now. The streets is crazy right now. And like we mentioned earlier about people getting into the industry and stuff like that, where the intern was talking about that, the young lady out of Iowa. If you're interested in getting in, you know, Lush Radio Online always does internships also for people that are looking to get into the industry. We give you hands-on training, you know. It's not all, you know, straight book work. You're getting hands-on training that you won't get from school. So if you're interested in that, you know what I'm saying, make sure you hit me up at CEO Lush Radio Online and put in the question, put internship on there, and we'll definitely get it cracking on there. Definitely shout out to my boy Split Star out there, you know what I'm saying, doing this 1-2. He's definitely a good dude. We definitely support him here on Lush Radio Online. But like I said, we're going to go into the joint right here from your boy, the one and only, you know, Elder Sensei, you know what I mean, representing the Jersey area, you know, part of the group, Artifact. So we're going to go into this joint, this new joint called Be What It's Going to Be, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online. We're going to have your boy Ikadon, you know what I'm saying, you just heard that joint from Ikadon, How Do You Want It, with your man Method Man. So you already know what it is, we live in the building, Lush Radio Online, let's go.
When I drop, there's a pride in the plan. Jock for my fans, hometown and my mans. Locally, I'm totally vetted and so respected. Credited for records that many never expected. Like earthquakes and tremors, new and proved member. Sharp light trimmer, smart like you remember. New year to simmer, burn all beginners. New top contenders, all of y'all offenders. On call sender, rap the wild sender in the paint with hooks that well cater my agenda. Surrender your validation and pass. Cool in my slender as a dig in your wax. Simple mask to a great outlast in a fame. All tracks laid as a smash in my trade. Graded as an A, rated best in my slot. Dwell in the swamp to the LP pop. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Packing in my words from jurors to burn free. Light it up. Put the kush in the air. Light it up. Put the piss in the air. Light it up. On the 1-2-3, when it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. My talk is persuasive, New Jersey native. Shine updated like vehicles upgraded. Mike nickel plated, so underrated. I'm anonymously known from a never called greatest. Law strictly enforced, follow all rules. Like when the nigga make the man's with the tools. Homeschooled and proven, industry chewing, locking up motherfuckers. It's the day of doing. Lyrics all fluent, even for Europeans. Roaring in my language, but my music extreme. You seen live when I'm in the booth. Waves hit the camera to solidify proof. All work involved, time is evolved. Problems all solved from major shots called. All let the hustle and connect. Pilot game set like poker players and bet. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Packing in my words from jurors to burn free. Light it up. Put the kush in the air. Light it up. Put the piss in the air. Light it up. On the 1-2-3, when it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. Coming live in the rest, like crime and the jet. Infamous the streets like dimes of the past. On this, I write more than metal condition. Block mention the comments from YouTube attention. Mature statement, bread in the basement. Blow with a starter, never need no replacement. Sick like patient, MC shaking. Use my skills wisely, like I'm in taking. Musical relations, marriage is a game. Lifetime warranty, always fit in flames. Lanes, entertain fetish from my hunger. Unknown strength like dark and windy thunder. No main topic, reckless to wattage. HD frequency, clear if you got it. Acknowledge the rims, I put the verse. Elder says from the jurors, confirmed in every search. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Packing in my words from jurors to burn free. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the piss in the air. Light it up, on the
one through three. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be.
Wow. Yeah, Lush Radio, we live in the building. You know, salute to all the cats out there doing it 1-2 on the grind. And this is what we do, man. We live in the building, man. You already know that Memorial Weekend was crazy. Everybody was doing it 1-2. We live in the building. We're going to have Ikadah live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Definitely telling us what's going on with him. You know, so since, you know, Spliffstar is definitely my homeboy, loving the death. You know, this song is dedicated to the cats that ain't doing nothing right now. You know what I'm saying? So the question is, what are you doing? So this is song, oh, what are you doing? You know, if you're not doing anything, I suggest that you should find something to do. So this song is called What Are You Doing? Live on Lush Radio Online. So we're going to go to this song real quick, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. We're going to be back with Ikadah in a second. You know, he'll be calling them, but right now we're going to go to this song called What Are You Doing by Spliffstar.
What are you doing?
Yeah, your boy wants to play.
What are you doing?
What y'all niggas doing, man?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Representing where I stay, nickname FLA, hate a gunshot thing.
What are you doing?
Getting money every day, flipping every which way, hydro to the yay.
What are you doing?
Got these yummy picking cops, yeah, them boys from Paper Rock, flip mode, they got that quad.
What are you doing?
Laughing at these crazy haters, mad cause they table waiters while we steady counting babies.
What are you doing?
Fucking up these crack trappers, shutting up they trap slappers, man, you ain't a crack trapper.
What are you doing?
You're trying to fool everybody, ain't daring anybody, ain't carrying their shot.
What are you doing?
I'm just exposing all the fuckery. Real niggas do real shit when it comes to me.
What are you doing?
Falling ball till you fall, I'm a fucking cool dog till the life clock stops.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, so we back.
Yo,
real
what's
quick. This side just cut me
yo,
out.
Yo, what's going good with you, man? This your boy, Money Matt with Stop Beefing Radio. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just got officially stamped.
This guy just cussed me out. He said that I played the wrong version and stuff and everything. So he just cussed me out on Skype. So I'm being cussed out right now. I'm getting brutally thrashed right now. So he told me I got to apologize to him live. So I apologize to him live on air. But, I mean, even though, you know, I got the wrong version. But we'll have the right version for you guys in a few. So, we'll have the right version for you guys in a few, and then you'll get that in a quick second. But until then, we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online. Like I said, we're going to have your boy Ikadah live with us on Lush Radio Online. But we got to go to a quick commercial because, you know, we got to pay the bills, man. Definitely got to pay the bills. Got to make sure we shout out our people out there. Definitely sponsoring Lush Radio Online. We'll be back.
Have a party? Meet a DJ?
Meet a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com.
That's HustleEvents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com. /LushRadioOnline.
Lush Radio Online.
Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com. /LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to LushRadioOnlineMP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at e2kmagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
That's what it is. We're back in the building, man. Like I said, we're going to have Ikadon live with us. Like, call in and let us know how your Memorial Day weekend was this past weekend. Let us know what's going on. Call in at 347, definitely call in at 347-826-7722 and call in and let us know how your Memorial Day weekend was, you know. I hope it was blessed. I hope it was safe. You know what I'm saying? I know I definitely had fun, and I got wasted. You know what I'm saying? I had fun doing my one, too. But like I said, we're definitely live on Lush Radio Online, and like I said, we're going to have your boy Ikadon live with us in a few minutes. So we're just waiting for Ikadon to call in. Also, make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com, www.lushradioonline.com. Right now, I'm waiting for, to get the other version of What Are You Doing from Spliff. He live right now with me on Skype, you know what I'm saying? My bestest friend in the world. Such a bestest friend. He's such a cool dude, but we're waiting for the song, and we should have it in a few for you guys. Make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Make sure you follow me at Lush Radio Online on Twitter and also on Facebook and everything like that. So definitely shout out to everybody that's in the grind. Shout out to Drez from Black Sheep on Twitter, on the Twitter check-in, showing me love on there. And definitely shout out to 16 Bars, showing love on the Twitter, and Bangers Fans, and Hydrogen 8. And also, shout out to everybody on there that's showing that love. Shout out to Lethal Lip. She's down here in the DMV right now and stuff. I'm going to check her later. And also, shout out to Microphone Bully and Genius on the Twitter check-in tonight. So definitely shout out to all of those. So we got some joints, you know what I'm saying, for y'all in a few. Right now, we're waiting for Ikadon. I'm waiting for this song to load up. So once it loads up, we're going to have y'all the right version of What Are You Doing in a quick second with you guys. Call in the 347-826-7722 and call in on the check-in and tell us what's going on with you today. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, if you need any contracts, I got all entertainment contracts, need management contracts, artist contracts, anything that you need, hit me up at CEO Lush Radio Online, and we definitely customize that for you. Also, if you need to get your business plan together and you need a business plan outline, you definitely know what exactly you need in a business plan. We also have that also at Lush Radio Online. All we try to do is gear you for the business of the music business. You know, we all love it, but at the end of the day, you got to protect yourself and make sure your business is together. Live on Lush Radio Online. And I'm going to go into some more music. Shout out to my boy Akinelli, you know what I'm saying? Definitely show me some love. Shout out to my girl, Mia X. That's my sister from another mother. And we about to go into some more music. Shout out to K Slay out there. God forgive me, Joel Ortiz, and K Slay. We're going to this joint real quick, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online in a quick second. So we're going to go to this joint. Yeah, let's go. But you know what I'm saying? We still rocking it out, rocking it out. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if I got some old joints in here. Let me see. I feel like taking it back to, like, I think I got some Onyx in here, man. I don't know. Let me see. Do I got Onyx back in here? Yeah, we got Onyx in this joint, man. I feel like taking it back to them slam days when you just got the crowd crazy hype and stuff. I think I want to take it back to Onyx Slam real quick. So we're going to take it back to Slam. Let's go, Onyx!
Another one, in the gutter one, get around and I'm troublesome, extra double, I might come to beat him, defeat him in my street.
sorry, I had to stop the song real quick. I think we got a special guest live on the line with us, man. I'm gonna check if it's my good friend, the one only. Just all.
What's up, B? What's up, B? You playing the wrong versions and stuff, all on the internet, radio and stuff, man. What's wrong with you? Huh? What's wrong
you
with you, B?
You want to call in and put me on blast like that, man? You want to fight me?
What's wrong
me?
With you, man? What kind of DJ you is, man? DJ
What's
wrong version. What's up?
Yo, shout out to Flipstar. Flipstar is live on the line with us, man. Definitely got to show you some love real quick. You know what I'm saying?
The love is appreciated, baby. The love is appreciated. What's good?
Ain't nothing much, man. Ain't nothing much. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely, it's an honor to have you on the show. You know what I'm saying? You know, I appreciate you calling because you're such a busy man, Spliffy. You know, definitely such
busy.
A busy man.
I stay busy. I do a little bit more than what people think or what they know, at least. But it's all beautiful.
I mean, besides, I know you've written songs for cats, and, you know, besides that, you know, being an MC and the world famous hype man, nobody has ever done it like you've done it, you know. You know, tell the people, you know, what inspired you to, you know, get into the game, Slippy, you know?
Well, what inspired me, you know, Buster been my man since 9 years old, you know. No homo, that's been my boy for since 9 years old. And I was more into the street life, you know what I mean? I didn't really care about no rapper and all that shit and all that shit. I used to just, you know, as we grew up, I took him to the studio. I used to drop him off in the studio when he was with Leaders of New School. And then I would hang around, and I just basically started to have a liking of the studio life and the culture of hip-hop. And then I started respecting it. And then I started coming up with good ideas that was great and totally was effective because, shit, Busta hit the world when he went solo. And use many of those ideas, and people, y'all all love him for those things that he's done. Rather it's music-wise, rather it's on in the video, definitely on stage. You know what I'm saying? I definitely choreograph 80% of our show. You know, we get it popping, but you know, I just love what I do. I ain't gotta hold a gun in my waist no more to make that dollar. You know, I ain't gotta take chances with my life or no freedom anymore. So, you know, for 17 years, this shit right here, this thing called hip hop, has been feeding me, taking care of my little ones, and I ain't been in no motherfucking trouble. Which is good because I got to go back to the hood and snatch a couple of heads up, get them some jobs. One of them right now is like he's like a tour manager for G Unit, the whole G Unit in 50. You know what I'm saying? And other ones is working with Missy and going around the world. They just appreciated their position and made it more than what they had before. So I feel good about myself. I feel good about myself just helping somebody else, whether they rapping or not. You know what I mean? I'm just living life while I got it, man. Trust me.
Yeah, Flip, you definitely helped a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, in the industry. And, you know, you're definitely a very animated person, definitely a good dude, very talented and stuff. You know, doing your thing as an artist and everything, you know, how has the responses been, you know, in regards to, you know, the music and everything you doing, you know, doing your own thing with the music and everything like that?
Well, you know, I get real good responses and stuff, but, you know, then they got those other people that, you know, like, nah, fuck that, Spliff. You're going to have to prove to us. You've been goofy running around with Busta Rhymes so long that, you know, how could the people take me serious? But, and then a lot of them, they make comments like they really know me or something. I'm like, brother, you watch too much TV, and that's all. And I don't blame y'all for that because everybody got a right to their own opinion. But you don't know me. Like, you don't know me. And, you know, we're living in a world with a lot of judgmental people. I'm one that don't show off. You'll never catch me in a TV showing off cars, jewelry, all that. But we that. I don't never show off. But, you know, I'm more of a realtor, man. I got places to live. I always keep some shit over my head and stuff for my kids when they get older. I'll on that. I've never been a show-off type of cat, you know, bragging or whatever. I stay in the cut, and I get my checks. And people don't understand that I own 25% of Flip Mode Entertainment, always have. So regardless if I put a record out or not, Busta Rhymes put a record out, Right Digger, whoever come through Flip Mode, Splitstar gets a check. And you know, I'm a hustler before I was a rapper. I'm just a hustler trying to be a rapper right now. You feel me? So a lot of people think I'm doing it backwards. Like, I just put a video out on World Star, you know, because I was bored in the crib, and I said, fuck it, let's do something. And I brought my little toys out, you know what I'm saying? The niggas was like, oh, Spliff walking around here with guns now. Man, nigga, that was my past I was showing y'all. Before I was Splitstar, that was my past. Anybody that really know me, they'll tell you. I get it in. You know what I mean? Because I was all about the dollar and nothing else. And I'm dedicated to any hustle that I have. So rather, if it's the music game or it's the street thing, I'm going to be dedicated straight up to it. And that's what I am. I'm a loyal dude. I like helping other people. I don't give a fuck what other people want to say. Don't matter to me because I know a million motherfuckers that want to be Splitstar. And I'm on my 11th passport. So I'm loving life, man. And all I want to do is make other people come see what I've seen, eat what I eat, smoke what I smoke, feel like I feel, because it's real.
That's what it is. How do you feel about, you know, you've been here for, you know, you got longevity in this game, you know. How do you feel about the music industry now? You know, how do you feel about, you know, how it's moving right now?
Well, you know, I ain't here to be knocking nobody. You know, there's some music I like, some music I don't. But who the fuck is me to be judging anybody's shit? You know what I mean? Like, Soulja Boy, all of them, they doing their thing. It's working for the man, so why hate on them? You know what I mean? Waka Flocka, they doing their thing. Everybody doing their thing. Gucci Man, everybody doing their thing. Young Money, shout outs to them. They doing their thing. Everybody looking powerful. Everybody moving, making their money. And that's the name of the game, is to get the paper, keep your hustle up. You know what I mean? So I'm happy for everybody. You know, if I don't like something, that's just my opinion, but I ain't about to sit up here and diss niggas and talk about they whack and all of this and all that. I ain't that kind of nigga. You know what I mean? It's just to each his own, and I wish everybody well. That's all it is.
That's what it is. Flip, we got a caller from the 773. That looks like Chi-Town to me. 773, you're live with Flip Star. What's goody?
Ain't nothing but
what's your name?
Chicago. I know a lot of gangsters out there in Chi-Town, boy.
Oh, yeah, this is the
Kirk07
on Twitter, bro. What's going on?
Okay. What's going on, homie? How you feeling?
I can't call it, bro. Just, you know, tuning in, support. You know, I've been out of tune with the show, just supporting and, you know, checking you out, man.
Oh, thank you so much, B. You know, that's love right there. Every time I go to the shot, they roll the red carpet out for your boy. Every time I come to the shot, they show mad love,
yeah.
You know. That's what it is out there. Some real gangsters, too. I ain't talking about no make-believe niggas.
Yeah, I grew up on the whole Busta Rhymes, Flip Mode joint, you know what I mean? So I respect what y'all did for, you know, for the game and your contributions and everything.
Thank you, big dog. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And a lot of the heads that's just now starting to get to watch TV after 12 and shit. You know, they come with their accusations and they talk crazy. But I go, damn, okay, even if niggas want to say, yeah, that's Busta's sidekick, hype man and all that, that's cool. I am the hype man, but I'm the right man. That's what you got to understand. Like, you dig a little bit more. You can't lie these days. Niggas can Google you, see your whole background. Y'all niggas just need to Google a little bit more and do your research, you know what I mean, before you open your mouth and look stupid at the ending. You feel me? And, like, you got niggas that really know about hip-hop and how niggas came up, like yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's why a real nigga like you can get on the phone right now and talk to me and be like, yo, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you, my nigga, for even showing that love. Feel me?
That's what it is. That's what it is. Caller from the Chi-Town, what part of Chicago are you from, and what's your name?
Oh, I'm 773? Yeah. I'm from the north side.
Okay. And what's your name, sweetie?
Well, my name is the Curse.
Okay. That's what it is. That's what it is.
I had a rotation on the show a while back with Guru, with Future Guru.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's what it is, man. Appreciate you, man. That's what it is, man. You're live right now with Splitstar. A Flip Mode live in the building, doing his 1-2, you know what I'm saying? Not just, you know, a hype man, but an artist, a writer, you know, producer, doing a lot of things out there, man. You know, what are some things that people out there might not know about Splitstar that you might want to, you know, inform them about? Because, you know, a lot of people say, oh, Splitstar is, you know, just a hype man. You know what I'm saying? So you got
yeah,
a lot
but
of
I mean,
talent.
I mean, even if it was just a hype man, like, what I do ain't easy to do, first of all. I mean, it's more than just getting up on stage and repeating after a nigga or whatever. You got to have, like, everybody got a sidekick, but you don't know them, but you know me. Because I perform. When people pay their ticket, I perform, and they come see a show. When I get my chance to rhyme, I get down and I do my thing, and it's always, and people are fucking with the kid. So, you know. I know I ain't doing nothing wrong. Like, everybody could do a little better. Everybody, from your best MC down to the niggas that's coming up. Everybody could do a little bit better. I don't think I know everything. I don't think I'm the best at whatever. But I know I'm the best at what I do. You feel me? So regardless to what a nigga want to say, know that I'm the best at what I do. Know that I own properties from Miami to Trinidad. Know that. Know that your boy Splitstar been a landlord for the last 7 years. Know that I have a clothing line called Billionaire Mafia. Everybody can go right now online, punch in billionairemafia.com right now. I got with the rich, the Russians and the Jews. The niggas is serious with the paper over there. You feel me? I got a clothing line called Yummy coming out for the ladies in the 011. You feel me? And we just doing things. I just opened up a wine and lounge spot out here in Miami. People could just come in there and sip some wine. Late night, we have a little jazz band come through. You know, so I'd be on my entrepreneur shit, just in case. That's what I call it, entrepreneur. You feel me? So we keep the dollars running, even if there ain't no show. Money keep coming in. I'm a hustler. That's all I know how to do is hustle and keep above water. You feel me? That's what we doing.
That's what it is. And Spliff, you know, other question I want to ask you was, you know, is there some advice, you know what I'm saying, for some of these artists that's trying to get in the game, like some things that they shouldn't do and some things that they should do? Because
yeah,
I think they really
number one,
do that.
Number one, in this game here right now, a lot of motherfuckers done lost respect. That's one thing. Niggas lose respect for other artists, for each other, all kind of shit. This ain't that. If you want to act like that, nigga, then you stay on the block with that corny shit. That's why motherfuckers come out now with a hot little record, and in 2 more years, you don't even hear from the niggas no more. Your longevity comes with respect, man. Like, you got to respect niggas in the game. You can't just think you the best, yo, fuck that nigga. Just because I saw 50 Cent wilding out with Ja Rule, nigga. That was some real personal shit. That wasn't no gimmick or nothing like that. Now everybody's trying to use that tool like a gimmick because they saw 50 blow up off of it. The 50 ain't blow off of different Ja Rule. 50 had some good fucking records, and it went. Now, if he was different Ja Rule, and he had dropped some corny-ass music, then Ja Rule would still be existing right now. But 50 shit was hard. It was accommodating what he was saying and everything. The whole story fit, so it worked. I think, you know what I mean? Like, niggas just need to show a little bit more respect in the game and stop thinking that, you know, smelling your own shit too much. So mm-hmm. You have to show respect to other niggas, man. That's why it ain't no big tours like they used to be. Nigga, I remember everybody was so getting along in hip-hop that the promoters wouldn't mind putting up $2-3 million to throw a big tour and getting insurance. Now these promoters are scared because everybody got beef with each other. Niggas show money done cut down low. You feel me? Jay-Z, none of them niggas is getting what they used to get for a show anymore. Not one. Nobody. You feel me? A nigga like Eminem have to come through and he probably get 700,000, 800,000, 900,000 Mariah Carey show prices. You know what I mean? That's Eminem, though. That ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? And Niggas just got to show more respect. That's it, man. Like, basically, just show more respect, do records with each other, and let's get this paper. Niggas forgot what we came for. We came to get this paper and to turn it into other things. Because regardless to how much niggas got paper, Jay-Z, 50 Cent, this one and that one, whoever y'all think is the richest nigga, ain't none of them niggas own a bank. Not one nigga own a bank. Not one. You feel me? So it's a simple fact is niggas just fooling each other on some dumb shit, who's bigger than who. That shit is so corny, man. It's about, yo, get your money. If y'all that big, y'all niggas is brilliant, put your money together, open up a bank. Do something
that's
for the hood.
That's real talk right there. If you're just joining us now, right now, we have the world famous Split Star live on the line with us. We got callers coming in like crazy. Lines blowing up, Spliff. You ready to answer these questions, Spliff?
I'll answer anybody questions.
That's what it is. We got a caller from the 313. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
That's Detroit, 313. Baby.
313. Hello?
Hello,
you're live.
313, Detroit.
Yes, this is Detroit.
Hello, how
and
you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to be sexy with it.
Well, what I'm calling about is I'm just helping out someone right now that's new in the business out in, here in Detroit. And I've been looking for a good manager in the area. And I've been running to a few people, and then they're coming up with all these different things of how we can start promoting more. And the first thing they want to do is take the music, and they want to go viral with it. And, of course, they want to charge me X amount of dollars right up front. But I wanted to know, how could I go about checking them to see about their credibility and things of that sort, and look for a manager?
Well, before any checks get cut or, you know, any money be handed to anybody, first they got to prove themselves. Like, we can sign a paper and see what you can do in a three-month or six-month fashion, you know what I mean, and see what you can do better than what we're already doing, you know what I mean?
Okay.
If they could do this and do that, then, you know, that's when I could see a nigga getting a check or contracts are signed, we all, you know, go into a percentage with each other or something. But I ain't giving nobody no damn money off the back and they didn't do no work yet. Nigga, make sure that the record is out or, you know, the publicist has this guy on interviews and everything else. And then we could talk about that paper. You feel me?
Yeah. And as far as management companies within Detroit area,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm from corporate America, so as it relates to automotive industry managing a business worth $254 million. But it seems like when I'm in this type of business, it's totally different, and there's so many gangs, and I'm talking about political. It is so political, and it's just like in Detroit, they don't seem like they want to help one another. Like you said, you know, who do you call, who do you talk to? And everybody's like, oh, well, you know, these DJs don't want to get him any play. How much money you got? Those type of things.
Well, see, with the radio and everything, you know, everything is payola, boo-boo. I mean, even the radio stations, you know, the big major labels, they pay the radio. Everything is payola. Everybody got to get paid because it's still work at the end of the day. But, you know, sometimes the record speaks for itself. If the record is like blazing fire, you know what I mean? It kind of forces the radio station to play because the street DJs are playing it. In the club, everybody is with it. You know what I'm saying? If they're voting for the song, they want to hear the song and bothering people, then, you know, the radio going to be forced to play it. And then you wouldn't have to go through that other new jack shit. But if it's not like that, then you're going to have some bumps in the road.
That's what it is. And we want to thank you. You know, if you want more advice, you can reach up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. You know, definitely give you some more advice in regards to that. You know,
check Violator Management or MonaMe.com management. You know what I mean, Mona Scott. We look her up. Google her, Mona Scott. You know what I'm saying? She definitely She's a woman in the building, and she's definitely making things happen for a lot of artists, as in myself, Busta Rhymes, 50 Cent, Lil Kim, Puffy, you know, a lot of major artists, Mona Scott and Chris Lighty, has managed for through the years and successfully has executed a lot of things for them. So, you know, you can look up that, and I hope that can help you out. Good luck to you.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Splitstar is dropping them jewels. Get your questions. You're live with Splitstar, live on Lush Radio Online. We also have, I think we have Bugsy live on the line with us.
Who?
Bugsy, yeah? Bugsy.
Bugsy, okay.
From, Bugsy from Boston. We, like I said, we're live on Splitstar. Real quick before I bring some more callers on the line, what are some of the things that you see out here that you feel like, you know, people, besides, you know, what you just stated earlier, you feel like people are just doing wrong, that they're just not doing, you know, the right thing when it goes about business in the industry?
I mean, yeah, because everybody's trying to portray this gangster role, you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, everybody's tough. Like, I don't know where these motherfuckers come from, man. Like, all this tough shit, man, like, leave that shit in the hood, man. Like, they got brothers that's really living that every day, man. You know what I mean? And they don't really like, they don't respect niggas trying to mock their lifestyle. Because these niggas get it in. They done lost a lot of homies behind this shit, anything. And everybody want to be a Crip. Everybody want to be a Blood. All this bullshit. I'm like, damn, man. Like, what happened? What happened? Like, what happened with the respect, my nigga? Everybody just lost straight respect. I think, you know, if you're a new artist and you're trying to come up, man, don't get gassed about what's playing on the radio and it's popping right now. Don't get gassed with that. Just do you. Just be you. I think people always respect it and like a person that just be them and do them. You know, they can respect that the most. You feel me? And
that's the truth. I think we got Bugsy live on the line. Bugsy representing the Boston area. What's good, Bugsy? You got a question for Spliff?
What's goody, Lush? You know, I'm checking in. I'm a little late. I didn't even know what's good, but I heard you had the man himself in the building, so you had to come through and salute him, man. I fucks with him hard body.
That's what's up. What's poppin', family?
Ain't shit, man. On my 1-2, as always, man. I stay on the move, but you know, I had to touch down right quick, man, and give that salute to you, family.
That's love, fam. That's love, man. You was out here in Miami for the Memorial weekend?
Nah, man, I'm on tight restriction, man, PO business, so you know I can't really move too much, man. But give me 3 months, man, I'll be in the mix with everybody.
I already know. I've been there one time. I've been there one time. Couldn't even really go to the corner store, nigga. I've been there.
Yeah, you already know, man.
Words, man. But the love is appreciated, my doggy.
Oh, what most deaths, man, most deaths. Got to keep in touch with the real niggas, man, because there's not too many out there.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Definitely, we got Splitstar live on the line calling at 347-826-7722. Bugsy, stay on the line with us. We got another caller from the 843 before I go into this song from Spliff, Illegal. 843, what's goody? You're live with Splitstar. What state you calling from?
Calling from South Carolina. This is Verbal Skills at Lush. I finally got to tune into your show. You know, I've been pretty busy of late. And Spliff, hey, man.
What's up, son?
I love what you've been saying, man. You got so
many people.
Hey, man, I've seen rap music or hip-hop music from the inception. You know what I'm saying? And it is so redundant. It's so fucking redundant. It seems like nobody has any originality, and here you come along, dropping the mad science, as we used to say back in the day. Hey, Bugs,
yes,
keep doing it. They need to hear your message, man. These young cats need to hear your message. They need to put all that bullshit aside, just like you saying, but you said it in your own words, and you said it better than I could ever say.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, man, I love seeing the next nigga come up. You see, now I hear niggas talk about Soulja Boy. Oh, nigga whack. Man, you better get that nigga his props. Number one, he came out like nobody. He did original his shit. Okay, the boy produces his own things. All right, it's working for him. Like, he should have more people supporting him and saying, yeah, yeah, I'd rather my son listen to Soulja Boy than listen to me and Gucci Man and all the rest of the stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, that little nigga doing this thing, anybody that's doing this thing, man, we are straight congratulated. Straight up. No hating whatsoever. Me, myself, I'm a congratulator. So, you know, and I just feel like, man, you're supposed to have respect, man. That is just the code. That's the principle and the morals, nigga, of life, period. If you're in the street game, you got to have morals and respect, because if you don't, nigga, your head going to get flown. Everybody knows this. This is just common sense. And at the end of the day, I don't care if you're in the rap game. Everybody that you're looking at and facing, it, they're still men. So you got to show niggas respect. Regardless, if they don't like you, you don't like them, cool. But you got to respect a nigga, period. That's just, it's just mandatory to do that. You got to. Word.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Did you have any more or less thoughts,
one,
real quick, verbal?
Yeah, Lush, let me say this. No. Yeah, yeah. I just want to say the same thing is happening in the spoken word community, man. You need to say that shit all over the place. I'm out, Lush. I love you. Great show. Keep doing what you do, bro. I'm out.
That's what's up.
That's what it is. We're going to go to this song, Illegal, you know, and we're going to be right back with your questions for Spliff Star.
That's a freaky deaky record right there. That's a freaky deaky. any ladies that's online right now about to hear this, I want you to pay attention for real. I'm like, you don't understand. Pay attention.
if you never saw the side of Spliff, you're gonna be like, ooh, okay, nice.
Just,
okay, so.
and I'm in the gym too, so we getting right. You know, summertime this year, I gotta be looking like a nice little red bone for these yummies out here.
That's what it is. So we gonna go into the song real quick from Spliff Star, Illegal. You can call in at 347-826-7722, and we'll be right back with Spliff Star on Lush Radio Online.
Now been authorized.
What I'm about to do to you, girl,
touch me, making love, screaming, baby, rock my world. Pull your hair, talk dirty in your ear. Yum, 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 when I go down there. Grab your shoulder, turn you over. Swing my back like Sammy Sosa. Got you open from the stroking. Make mistake and hear you moaning. To the night, to the early morning. Real freaking like a porno star. Hit you with the dope dick, make you nod. Sweat start dripping all down your body. OMG, oh my god. Biting, scratching, so much fashion. See, I was strong, looking long and lasting. Beating it up like you owe me bucks. Get it all creamy like a Reese's cup. Switch position, jump on top. Hee-haw, you ride it, girl. Feeling your stomach just like you want it. Ooh, I like it, girl. Take that. I can't do it like me, nah, I'm on Mr. Marcus, I try for bonkers. Give it so good, just how
you want it. Hardcore, rated X, thug love, rough sex, face down, ass up, slippy all up in the gut, slippy all up in the gut, slippy all up in the gut.
You heard it first, you're listening to Lush Radio Online, and that right there was Illegal by Spliff Star, and that definitely was a real sexy one. Ladies, I hope you weren't moist. I hope you weren't moist, because if you were, I think Spliff Star has a towel for you. That was Illegal right there.
Totally.
That was Illegal right there, Spliff Star, man. I want to know what the people think, man. Call in at 347-826-7722 and my people in the chat room. Tell me what you thought about that Illegal, man. It definitely, you know, very imaginative right there. Definitely a vivid picture. Bugsy out in Boston, I know you do, but how you feel about that joint right there? Definitely
shit,
for the ladies,
man.
Right?
Like, yeah, I was about to say that, man. If you don't know, you definitely got to have something for the ladies, man. He dropped it at the right time. Web is getting right, man. You know, I wouldn't be surprised Shorty's bumping that in a whip driving with the drop top.
Thank you, family. Thank you so much.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Caller from Jersey, what's good? You're live on Lush Radio Online. State your name. What's good?
What's good? This is Kill. How's everyone doing
what
this
up?
Evening?
All right.
Yo,
what's up with you,
kid?
Not
How much, you feel about not that much.
Song?
No, that song was hot. You know, you definitely play that in female. I could definitely see the females playing it in their whips and everything, dancing to it in the clubs.
That's what's up.
That's what it is, man. Q, you got a question out of Jersey? You got a question for Spliff Star?
No, not really. I'm just listening right now. I'm in the middle of cooking me some dinner and everything, and I said, let me turn on and see what's going on.
That's what's up, Q. He chilling right now. That nigga got his Chef Boyardee going on right now.
For sure. You know,
that's right.
You don't
right.
know, you better ask somebody, man. You better
that's
ask
right.
somebody.
I guess busy too, my dude. I guess busy on that kitchen. I definitely do.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely making that Hawaiian chicken, that white rice, and some macaroni and cheese.
Woo, getting it in. All right, family, feast well.
That's what it is.
That finger looking good, baby. Is that finger looking good?
That's what's up, family.
That's what that Illegal sound, finger looking good.
She's crazy.
Oh, yo. You know, I love you, Spliff Star. You definitely a good dude, man. And you know, I just feel like, you know, people, you know what I'm saying, need to really appreciate how much, you know, a facet you are and how much, you know, you have, you know, given, you know, the world out here with, you know, performances and everything like that.
Well, you know what, Lush? Like I said, the only person that could talk bad about another person is a person that don't know you. They don't know you, and they want to go off or by maybe a little bit what they see or a little bit what they hear from other people, but never fact. They're never facts. They're just what they think and what they want to see. And I, me personally, I can't knock a person for their opinion, rather it's good or bad. I'm not going to knock a person for I'm a real G. You know, we take life as it comes. Good stuff happens and bad stuff happens. Ain't no ain't no reason to cry over it. It's just life. It is what it is. I mean, like, they spoke bad about Jesus, man, to a point where they nailed him to a cross. So who am I? You know what I mean? Who am I?
That's what it is. That's what it is. And that's the truth. And, you know, I think I got the right version of What Are You Doing? So I think I got
okay.
the right version. And tell people the concept behind this song, What Are You Doing?
Well, I really basically wrote it for, you know, people that want to talk about other people. Like, you know, yo, you know, that girl ain't all this, or, yo, that nigga broke, that nigga ain't this and that. I mean, okay, well, since you know so much about them, tell me about what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you making any moves? Like, you know, what are you doing? How are you being productive with your life? What are you doing better? You know what I'm saying? Because anybody that got time to sit there and talk about somebody else, they really broke. They really want to be in that position, or something ain't right for them because they got a lot of time to sit there and talk the negative shit about somebody else. So, you know, I just want to know, what are you doing? That's all.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing? I like the way you say that, Spliffy. I think this is the right version right here.
Okay, now we got the right version.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Shut up to my man, people. What are you doing? Paper rock, buddy. We doing the thing, man. What are you doing?
I stay repping my borough. BK is so thorough. It's NYC.
What are you doing?
Getting cheddar, living better, doing shit you ain't doing. You ain't nothing like me.
What are you doing?
Flying all across the water. Me and everybody got to put them on my camcorder.
What are you doing?
Styling on these haters, drink a bottle on these haters, pull a hollow in these haters.
What are you doing?
Whipping for an IG, I'm sitting on them lanes like I'm shining on some ice.
What are you doing?
I'm shining like a chandelier from my wrist to my ear, these floors is clear.
What are you doing?
Shouting out the flip mode, shouting out that paper rock, I get in every zip code. In the club, popping bottles with nothing but yummy models. You gon' have to hit my Twitter just to follow, homie.
E2K, y ahora están escuchando Lush Radio. What, you didn't know what I said? You're now listening to LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, boy, that was the better version. That was the right version of What Are You Doing? You know what I'm saying? With your boy, Spliffington, Spliff Star Live on the joint. He was repping BK doing it. That joint was crazy. I like that joint. What are you doing right there? I'm going to go ahead and go and see what the people think. Bugsy, what you think about that joint, Bugs?
Shit, the only question I ask is, man, where can I get my copy at? Where I got to go? That's love. That's love.
That's what it is. Q, while you over there cooking, man, did you catch that song? What you think about that?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Jersey repping, loving it.
That's what it is.
People, I asked you in the chat room, what do you think about what are you doing in the chat room? I want y'all to type that in there and everything, man. I mean, you doing your thing, Spliffington, man, and that joint definitely is an anthem, you know, for the summertime, because a lot of people always talking about people saying they doing this, but a lot of people got a lot of time on your hands. Like, you got too much time on your hands to be doing all that. You know what I'm saying? To be worrying about other people's problems. Focus on yourself. And that's the truth. So definitely that song goes out to all them people out there that's worried about everybody else's business.
My man, Big Meech from BMF, he told me, he said, yo, man, a person who got a lot of time ain't got no money. And a person with money ain't got no time. So that's what it's about. You know what I mean? Everybody know once, you know, you get to that age, you're old enough to liquor, you're old enough to fuck, you're old enough to do this, then you're old enough to make motherfucking moves, okay? You're old enough to do a lot of things that, you know, you could help somebody else, man, because that's the best jewel to, if you could, you know, pave the way for others to come through. I don't care how you do it, where it was done, I don't care about that. As long as you pave the way for them to do it, it's never to be selfish. You know what I mean? Even in the Bible, it says that. You get it, and you pass it on, my brother. You pass it on. You each one teach one. Remember that? Like, shit like that. That right there, that's what forms real motherfuckers right there, man. You know what I mean?
What it is, man. You definitely come from that breed. Put that Twitter out there for them cats so they, you know, your fans and your dedicated fans so they can follow you and stuff. The ones that don't have it, put that out there.
All right, attention. All my congratulators and all my haters, please follow your boy Spliff on Twitter, Star Spliff. Just spell my name backwards. Why? Because I can do that. Just spell it backwards and go to Star Spliff at Twitter. That's where I'm at, man. Holla at your boy. I'm on my Twitter, so I answer back motherfuckers and everything. Rather it's good comments, bad comments, I answer you back. Nothing. You feel me? Y'all can hit me on Facebook, 2718 Spliff Star on Facebook. If you got any beats, if y'all got beats out there, because we stay looking for beats, hit me at 718 Spliff Star at Gmail. Y'all definitely can link me right there.
You said 718 Spliff Star at Gmail?
At Gmail. They can all hit me right there. You know, send me some beats. If you singing, if you're a good singer and all that, you can send your music there too as well. You're looking for R&B artists, you know what I'm saying? You need a couple of guys who can sing or girls that can sing for hooks and stuff like that. So, you know, and if you're a hot-ass rapper and you're doing your thing, you know what I mean? I don't give out dreams, but I definitely can help you the best that I can. You know what I'm saying? I definitely do that, especially if I'm feeling your music and anything. I definitely would put out a helping hand. Feel me? And that's what that is.
That's what. Isn't Spliff just like the greatest person in the world? We just love Spliff. We love you, Spliffy. We love you so much.
Love is love. Love is love. In order to receive respect, you have to respect people. In order to receive love, you have to give love to people. It's the energy in the universe, man. That shit is so real. I believe in karma so much. It's so real. You know what I mean? Like, I can't never see myself having some nigga on YouTube with my jury on talking about, yeah, I took this shit, niggas is pussy. You know, that right there just won't happen. I mean, I'm not going to say it can't happen. It just won't fucking happen, man, because I roll with the realest of the realest, you feel me? And I don't go unnecessary places, and I don't try to front on niggas, and I never act big on niggas. I don't do none of that. I just be me, man. And I learn. I've been all over the world, man, in every hood. I've been everywhere, man. And I learned that niggas only respect you when you respect yourself, see? That's all I know. That's all I know. Real niggas recognize real, and that's all I know. I don't know nothing else.
That's what it is. But somebody asked me in the chat room, they said that with all your touring and everywhere you've been all over the world, where's your favorite spot?
I would have to say, shit, I got a couple, though.
San Jose is where I get my party on, you know what I'm saying? I go kick it with the billionaires over there, you know what I mean? Toes all out and shit, you know, in the Mediterranean Sea and all that shit. You know, I be really fly out there. I be on some Michael Jackson shit out there. But I would have to say, honestly, it was an honor to be in the motherland, you know what I'm saying, and going through Africa and seeing my ancestors and just learning more about our black race and stuff like that. Amsterdam, oh, God, that's my heaven. You know, the trees blow heavy over there. That's my heaven. Amsterdam is my heaven. Persia, Japan, China, them places is really, y'all, is real exotic. And, you know, but I would have to give it to Africa right now and Amsterdam. Those are my places, you know what I'm saying? Germany, they respect hip-hop. They love. You cannot go to Germany with just your hot hook and your hot beat. They don't fall for that shit. You got to have lyrics to fuck with people in Germany. You hear me? So that's what that is. But, you know,
That's what it is.
I would say, New York and everything else, but I'll keep it real with y'all, man. Over here, a rapper's just the other rappers. It's like crabs in the barrel. Niggas trying to bring the other nigga down. Over here, too much. Everywhere else, niggas get it in. In the South, in Miami, you see Rick Ross, everybody get together. They make records, man. New York niggas have yet to do this. Like, we used to do it. We don't do it no more because everybody hating on each other and there's a lot of disrespect going on. You feel me? Everybody talking about they the king of this. And, nigga, you ain't no motherfucking king. Okay, you an artist just like every fucking body else. You hear me? Ain't no blood clot king. You understand? You're an artist like everybody else. You just great at what you do, and we accommodate you and we salute you. But all that king, I'm the king of this and I'm the king. You ain't king of shit. Not a motherfucking thing. Okay? You ain't king of shit. All right? I want you niggas to stop saying that. Ain't no rapper said nothing that another rapper didn't say. It's all about how we said it. That's all.
That's the truth. Oh, my gosh. Flip just said the most realest thing ever because I've been trying to tell cats that, like, anything most of these cats said has not been spoken or said before. It's just about your delivery. You know what I mean?
That's all it is. Like, fuck all that hype shit, man. We just want to make good music. You know what I mean? I don't mind clowning on stages. I don't mind clowning in the video because it keeps the girls smiling and it keeps the kids rocking with the boy. So I don't mind. And you know, a lot of people try to take my clowning for weakness. You know, that's why I don't really go in them clubs and all that because niggas don't dance no more. Everybody's a gangster. Everybody's a celebrity. Everybody want to screw the next man. And I ain't with that shit. I'll slap the shit out of you fast. I'm short, too. I got the short man complex. I be ready to start shit fast. And I know me, so I don't go there. I'd rather meet a couple of niggas before there's beef. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't be running around here like I'm a tough guy. Before I beef, I roll up a spliff with you, nigga, and we both get smoked out. We be cool. We be chilling. I don't want to beef. But, you know, it ain't got too much niggas that's make-believe these days in the clubs, on the street. Everybody want to try, nigga, and all that. I ain't with it. You're not going to do that to me. I'm not. I'd rather go to jail. I'm not going to be on YouTube with you holding my jury or a nigga slapping me and all that. That ain't going to happen, bitch. That ain't happening. I'd rather go to jail. I got lawyer money. I got bail money. I'd rather go to jail, my nigga. We ain't doing that. Fuck all that celebrity shit. I'm a man first. Straight up.
That's real talk right there, Spliff.
That's why I keep the...
Are there any, like, community activity things that you're doing right now? Like, anything
I'll be with my cousin, his son, man. You know, he played ball out there in Atlanta. And I got my son, he doing boxing and stuff like that. So I'm about to try to build my little spliffy team on a football team level, you know what I mean, on tip. We gonna try to do that. Like, I throw big parties sometimes at the crib, maybe have some of the people come through the neighborhood with their kids and all that. And we do it big, or I might have a little block party. You know what I'm saying? And a couple of artists would just come through, you know, get on the mic, say what's up, probably kick a verse or two. Ain't nobody getting paid for nothing. It's all for the hood, man. It's all for the hood. You know what I mean? And I tell you, the best thing in life is when you can do something for somebody and and you put a different look on their face. They're smiling, they're happy, they have a different attitude. You know what I mean? Even if it's for the moment, everybody deserves a little sunshine, man. Everybody. You know what I mean?
Yep, that's what it is. Shout out to all the DJs out there. DJs, we definitely implore you to definitely, you know, inquire, you know, about the music that Spliff got coming out. You know what I'm saying?
That's the next thing. What up? Let me shout out the DJs, man. Y'all motherfuckers is the best motherfuckers, because if it ain't for the DJs, man, half of these rappers won't be where they at right now. I'll keep it real with you, man. A lot of niggas be dissing DJs. They don't send a nigga a bottle of champagne or, yo, thank you for showing support and love. Like, let them niggas show me that love. I'll send you a bottle of champagne with a bad red bone bitch and go with it, nigga, goddammit. I'll tell you right now. They don't appreciate the DJ. The DJ is the source, man. Remember that. He's the main motherfucker. Rather you on the radio station, he on stage or whatever. They're the main motherfuckers, man. They make things happen. Word. Hello? Lushy. Lush. You're Lush. Lush. Fucking hello? Hey, Lush, you hear me? You big titty motherfucker, you hear me? Hello?
I'm back, everybody. I had a quick second thing. Mute me out real quick, but I'm back. I'm back right now.
You cut me off from the people and all that?
Nah, you was loud. The people heard everything that you were saying, but I was off. You was loud.
Oh, because I was calling you as a saying that, so they probably heard me call you. I was like, you big titty motherfucker, answer here.
Hey, look at you.
You know, shout out to my general Busta Rhymes. He out here in Miami. You know what I'm saying? Just did a video for the Cabin video. All I do is Win Part 2, the remix. You know what I'm saying? He did his motherfucking thing on there. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. Y'all got a business relationship, but y'all like family. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to you and Busta Rhymes, you're like,
the nigga is my brother since 9 years old. You feel me? Nigga's my partner. The nigga, you know, he was a friend that I had that offered something better than the street life I was living, that could last me this long and keep me out of trouble this long and feed my kids and everything this long. You know what I mean? I don't want nobody to get it twisted. Like, Split Star there with Busta Rhymes, you ain't seen no solo album from me or nothing. But like I said, man, I got percentage and a lot of shit, and I did a lot of shit y'all don't know about rather than writing some of the hooks that you say heard Busta sing and all that. Like, that's how I get my paper. I don't get my paper from just a show. That, you know, I get my paper from different things that I've done. And, you know, I want you to understand that a nigga ain't living off a next nigga bandwagon. I put my work in. Trust me. You feel me? And that's why Bust, at the end of the day, keeps Flip Star around. Like, we had other artists in Flip Mode that could have been. Y'all don't hear about nobody else. You know what I mean? Shout out to Rod Digger. That's my baby girl all day. You know what I mean? But the rest of everybody, y'all don't hear about niggas because I stay working, man. And that's why you always see me. And that's why you always hear something about me, rather good or bad, nigga, because I stay on my hustle. And that's all that is.
That's what it is. Do you stay in contact with majority, everybody? You know, I know you definitely talk to Rod all the time and stuff and everything.
Well, Rod's the baby girl. You know, I always love Rod Digger. You know, she's doing her movie thing right now. She's still recording. She got a couple of things out on the internet. Y'all could search and find Rod Digger. She got new shit. Rampage, he doing his thing too. You know, I talk to him once in a while. Baby Sham, Lord have mercy, and them niggas, I don't talk to niggas, you know, really. You know, I don't really talk to niggas. I keep it real with you. I don't really talk with niggas, man. The niggas be on their bullshit. I'd rather let them do that bullshit with Busta, not me. I'm the wrong nigga for that.
I feel you. I definitely feel you on that one.
feel you.
But life is good, man. Life is good. People out there, they're always supported anything that Busta Rhymes do, anything that Flip Mode ever done. I want y'all to know that y'all make a nigga live comfortable. Y'all are the reason why Busta have a nice car, or he's living good, or I'm living good. I'm driving my nice car. Y'all did that. Y'all made a nigga have that. Y'all made niggas who they are. Cause if the hood say no, then it's no. You feel me? The hood made a lot of people careers, and that's why I'm saying, damn, rappers could at least go open a bank up, you know, in your community. You can't save the world, but the little that you can do, you know, stop showing me your fresh ass car. Like, that shit don't help nobody. I don't care about your car, boy, your jury. That shit don't help nobody. It don't even help you. You know what I'm saying? It don't help you. Like, it only attracts women that's really not into you, nigga. They about that dollar. Feel me? So, you're not knocking them shit, because I tell a bitch, go get it. The nigga going to be a trick and an idiot. Baby, go get it. Fuck it. You feel me? But, I mean, like, do something that you could help change somebody's life. Like, open a little bodega in your neighborhood, you know, make one of your homeboys' mother be a manager of it, and so she ain't got to go to that bullshit job she normally go to, or whatever. Just add on, nigga, instead of taking away. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, man. I swear, man, I should call you Reverend Spliff. For
hey,
real.
Stop that shit. Stop that shit. I'm just dealing with reality. I know what it is. I'm dealing with reality. I know what it is on the streets, and I know how it is behind in a four-corner cell. I know what it is behind there, and I know what it is out here. You got what I'm saying? And I've got the honor to really have certain real G's come across path my life, man, and educate me on a lot of shit. Like I said, a nigga don't know everything. And somebody can always teach me about some shit, but I'm a nigga that like to listen and learn from other people. I don't just act like I know it all. You know what I'm saying?
And that's definitely that's why a lot of people respect you, Spliff, man, and you just need to know that a lot of people got your back, that the world loves you, you know what I'm saying? We love you here on Lush Radio Online. And I think Bugsy has a final question for you before we wrap it up, because I know you're a busy man. Bugsy, you got a question?
Bugsy! Oh, I have a question. I hit that back a minute ago, Lush, because I was calling you too, but I wasn't through. But I was like, damn, where the fuck Lush go? Like, this is easy. I heard he's like, yo, Lush. So I'm like, yo, God, like, Lester left the motherfucking building, man. So I figured I press one, you might see something. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, I mean, hey, like I said, everybody listening, man, definitely pay attention to what he's saying, man, because, like I said, everybody come on Lush, give y'all some jewels, man, and he's dropping them heavy right now. No shine, you know what I mean? Pay attention, you already know.
That's love. Man, there's so much love right there. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't nothing but the truth, man. We're going to always try to be truthful with ourselves, man. Fuck what people think. Fuck what people want to say. I only know one way to be, man, and that's truthful with myself, if nothing else. You feel me?
Yeah, definitely.
That's all it is.
What's your final
How many people sat there with you, Lush, when you told them that you were going to do your online radio? And they're always like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Or looked at it like a joke. But you so determined and so focused about what the fuck you want to do, so it popped off. Now you got listeners, and every day is growing, and it's growing and it's growing. That's like for anybody else that's listening right now. I don't give a fuck what you want to do. I don't care if you wanted a 9-to-5, build your own restaurants, be a rapper, basketball player, football star, golf, porno star. I don't give a fuck. Whatever you want to do, you stay focused on that motherfucker, and it will happen, period. Nobody can't tell you nothing. You can laugh at them later. Matter of fact, you wouldn't even have to laugh at them. They would laugh at themselves, straight up.
Wow, wow. That's real talk right there. I want to ask you for myself, right? What kind of advice would you give me, you know, even though you know me, you cool and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? You my homie, you know what I mean?
Right.
As a big brother in the game, what kind of advice would you give me?
Well, like I just said, I would just keep on doing Lush, because Lush, doing Lush, it works. You're not doing nobody else, you're doing you, so it works. You got what I'm saying? Try to keep all negative energy away from you. You know, don't deal or promote negative shit. Don't do that. Because then, you know, the energy it comes back in you. It's like when you let people in your house, they should let them wipe their feet at the door from the bullshit they was walking on outside. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all it is. It's just being you. It's a simple thing. Just being you. To follow your heart, your feelings, your thoughts. You know what I mean? Your plans, your plots, your motives. Follow your shit.
That's what it is. I love you so much, Flippy.
Because you're the tailor. You should be the tailor of their own fashion. Everybody's the tailor of their own fashion. Don't blame nobody else. Don't try to knock nothing and do nah. Fuck all that. You the tailor. Your own fashion. Remember that.
That's the truth. And on that note, I just want to say that it's an honor to have you on here, Spliff, and you dropped your jewels.
I love you like cooked food, baby. I love you like cooked food. Saltfish and all that shit. Yeah.
Hockey on saltfish and all that.
All that.
We wish you the best in all of your endeavors, and we just hope that everything you want in life, which majority of stuff you got, but, you know, anything else you want, that it comes to pass for you, because you're definitely a good dude, and we definitely support you, and we're going to continue supporting you, Spliff.
That's what's up, baby. I love you like cooked food. Everybody that showed me love, salute to y'all. I wish y'all nothing but the best in life. It's 2010. Less hating, more caking. You know what it is already.
That's what it is. Can we get a quick shout-out real quick? Fluffy, real quick.
Okay. What is it? Lush Radio?
Yeah, Lush Radio Online, yep.
Okay. Hey, yo, this is your boy Split Star, Flip Mode, Paper Rock. We in the building. And right now, you on Lush Radio Online. So turn your goddamn volume up. Take that whack shit off you've been listening to and listen to the realest and the sexiest and the yummiest DJ online, DJ Lush. You know what it is. Your boy Split Star. Peace and hair grease, panties and drawers.
That's what it is. Love you to death, man. I'm going to call you on the flip side. You crazy as hell, dog.
All right, baby. Thank you.
That's what it is. Lush Radio Online giving you what you want, what you need. And we just had the one, the only Split Star Live on the show. He's definitely a wonderful dude. And it was an honor to have him on and stuff. I want to get you guys' thoughts on, you know, Spliff coming on there. Because, you know, a lot of times we idolize people and we look at people and we, you know, we have our own premeditated thoughts that we think about how people are going to be and stuff like that. But, you know, Spliff is a really down-to-earth cool dude. Bugsy, how did you feel about, you know, Spliff and everything on the show? Bugsy, you there?
I mean, I came in a little late, but everything I heard from him, man, he just keep it 100, man. And I fuck with niggas that keep it 100. He just keep it so real, man. Can't knock a nigga for what he do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it is. And you know what? Spliff is such a good dude because, like I said, we were supposed to have, you know, Ikadon, but I guess, you know, due to situations, he had to take care of some stuff. But, you know, Spliff came through, you know what I'm saying, and show love. That's why I love him. He's a good dude, man, for real. And what was your thoughts on while you over there cooking all that good food and everything, you know? Make sure you save me a plate. How did you feel about Spliff being on the show today?
Yo, bro was talking real talk. Everything he was saying, I was feeling what he was saying. You know, good brother there.
That's what it is.
And I got a plate set aside for you.
Okay, that's what it is. Thank you. That's what it is, man. That's what I'm talking about. Lush Radio Online. I love my listeners. I love all the people that support Lush Radio Online. We're on Monday through Friday. Monday, you have your boy TDI, you know what I'm saying, live on the show, doing his 1-2. It's a variety show. And then on Tuesdays, like I said, I always do that big celebrity interviews or independent artists. And also on Wednesdays, we talk about business. How can we better you and your business or your business endeavor? So, like, if you're interested in getting into this music business, I have forms, information, different things you need to know. Contact me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Also, hit me up on Facebook, CEO Lushy Lush. And also, you know, on Thursday, we have Street Queens, the movement. It's a panel of women. You got The View. We got the panel of women. They're different bosses and they're different entity. And on that show, we talk about different issues that affect the community and women in general and just the world. And then Fridays is Hot or Not. We wild out and, you know, we get the fuck out of here Fridays, man. You know what I'm saying? And fuck out of here Fridays is basically if somebody's pissing you off or you see some whack stuff out there in the industry or just stupid stuff, like, yo, son, what is you doing over there, nigga? You getting on my nerves. Get the fuck out of here, you know? So it's just this is how we do. Lush Radio Online, give you what you want, what you need. We try to take the negativity out that the world throws out, and we try to bring the positivity in, and we try to give you information, education, and entertainment at the same time. Your girl, Leslie, let's live in the building. And I just want to say salute to everybody that's doing they 1-2 out here, man. And I really pray and hope that they definitely clean up that mess out there in the ocean with the oil. It's a crazy situation, but we hope that they get it done. And I pray for all those people going through situations right now, financially trying to find a job, you know, different situation, or if you're ill, I pray that, you know what I'm saying, you definitely get your situation together and everything comes to pass, you know. If you speak it into existence, it shall happen. And that's what it says. And then on top of that, you know, sometimes in life we have to triumph over the giant. You know, David went up to Goliath. He was a regular person. He was a nobody to the world. But he became a somebody because he stepped out on faith. And he took 5 smooth stones to knock down a giant. So any giant that's in your life, whether it's worry, whether it's pain, whether you feel like you're not being loved, whether it's your business, take a smooth stone and knock it down and walk on faith. Because anything can happen as long as you believe in it. You know what I'm saying? And like Spiffy said, you know what I'm saying? Do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? We're not here to create fame and fortune. We're here to make trademarks. We're here to make brands. We're here to make movements. Lush Radio Online is a movement. Jump on the wave or get washed up. Shout out to everybody out there that definitely supports Lush Radio Online. Bugsy, you got any final thoughts? Throw your Twitter out there for the people.
My Twitter out there for everybody, Real Bugsy GTM. I know there's a lot out there, man, but the only one that's certified, I got the dollar signs in GTM. You know what I mean? I change my name every once in a while, so if you want to make it easy for yourself, I think my name this week is Do You Think About Me. That's bout, not about. Do You Think About Me. You know what I mean? Am I on your mind? So you can also follow me. I follow back, man. I keep it 100. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. So what's your final thoughts for the people out there, Bugs?
My final thought, man, is always, man, get in tune. Tell your peoples, man, you know what I mean? Always keep it 100 on Lush, man, you know what I mean? For your daily info, you know, anything about the world going on, man, tune to Lush. You're doing a thing, man.
That's what it is. Buzzy just makes me so excited. I'm so excited. Definitely. And make sure you check out my Ustream, Lush Radio Online. I was going in on Sunday and stuff, so definitely check that out. That definitely was definitely a hot one. So check that out, definitely. I was going in on Ustream. So check that out. I threw in some old classics. And throughout this week, I might be throwing in some old classics for y'all that y'all ain't heard in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to be throwing that in through the week. And we got a lot of good artists. And Lush Radio got some surprise big celebrity guests coming through on the table for y'all. So watch out. Stay tuned. Lush Radio Online. Shout out to Coast to Coast DJs. Their convention, August 27th to the 29th. You need to be there. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and I'm out of here, man. Lush Radio Online. Keep moving. Keep winning. Shout out to Q out there in Jersey. Future Guru 100, K-Star Beauty, Cookie, Natalia, Ebonisha. We live, man. This is what it is. Keep winning no matter what. And like I said, shout out to Music Jones. Shout out to my brother from another mother, Archie Eversole. And this song right here is Keep Winning. You know, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, keep winning. I'm out. Lush Radio Online. Follow me. I'll follow you.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time. Look at me now.
Love
a dead bleeding in the street. Somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop. Homeboy, I'm a big winner.
I wanna see you winning ever since the beginning. $500 denim, they wanna see it. Surrounded by pretty women, most of them being models. Hit the club on a Friday and going by all the bottles. Yeah. I ain't hit the lotto, never promised tomorrow. I came a long way with no gas in that Monte Carlo. Make sure that you get up when it's go hard, never Now I'm back in the streets. Now they back on my job, 360 degrees. Shoulder please, I get cheese from overseas. Riding in foreign cars that niggas ain't never seen. Every day is a dream, and I don't wanna wake up. Every day is a grind, gotta get the cake up. Had a couple bumps in the road, never gave up. Gotta show the world and the critics what you made up. Don't get your weight up, focus on your paper. Never mind a hater, you can worry about them later. It started in Decatur, we took it to the top now. Riding down the highway, flying with the top down. Sacrifice to get here, no way I'ma stop now. Guess who they got beaten on the block now?
Well, stop. don't sound like a faggot to you. That nigga sound like a fruitcake. No, he don't. He sound like a fucking fruitcake. Like a faggot. I was like, this nigga sound too much of a fool. He talking about women and he sound like he bisexual. That nigga sound gay. Yo, I hang around a lot of gay niggas and that nigga sound like a football. Yeah, he sound like a faggot. Like, he doing some undercover shit. That nigga's a faggot. I have too many gay dude friends to know when the fuck a fucking faggot is. That nigga's a faggot. He might play that role, but that nigga got some shit in his hand. That nigga's gay. He was like, and he was taking all these damn deep-ass breaths and shit. I'm like, damn. What the fuck is going on? That nigga was born to me. He really ain't had nothing to talk about. Then I looked at your shit. This nigga gave all these damn questions to ask him, right? And really, he really didn't have. He was born name dropping and really talking about what the fuck he does. Who? I've never even heard of his production company. I ain't never heard of them before in my life. He said he worked with all these people. I guess he might have had both fights, but I've never really had, you know, seen no shit about this nigga for real. How the hell you gain contact with this nigga? This random ass nigga. I ain't never heard shit about this nigga. And he a producer doing big things. He should have more followers than just 1,000. With that nigga. You thought the nigga was cute, that's why you interviewed him. Ha ha ha! Ha ha! You thought the nigga was cute, that's why you interviewed his little faggot ass. You thought he was cute, that's why you interviewed his ass. That nigga is a faggot. He is cute, though. I ain't gonna lie, he is cute, but he's gay. No, but he is a faggot. He's a faggot, though. I think he's gay. But then Flipstar came in and, like, the line was blowing up like crazy. He came on. Huh? Yeah, Swift was a, he ain't done an interview yet, so I just called. He was on Skype. He hadn't been hit me up on Skype. I said, please call in. And he called in, and yo, Jeff was like calling in like crazy stuff. So he talked a lot of the shit, and the lines were going up, so that was cool. You know what I mean? So I'm glad we were able to recover, you know. What the fuck happened to this bitch ass nigga Ickadon, though? That nigga just did not show up, like, fuck it. Focus on the people that's, like, worth it. Like, don't, these up-and-coming motherfuckers that really ain't, you know, they trying to act hot. Fuck them niggas, man. I can't even believe that nigga just did not show up. Like, it's just like, he said just fucking it. Fuck niggas on. We did the show, it was popping, and that's what it was. We did the show, and it was popping. We did the show, it was popping.
I think that was like not just the people that call in. I got people in it, like, that listen and tell them the people that just listen and listen to the show. And sometimes people, like, you know, send me feedback, send me emails, say, you know, thank you for the show, or you provide a opportunity and all kinds of stuff. So I appreciate that little stuff like that. But you feel like doing me a favor, if you can, like, send me, like, not a really, like, an email, but a short little thing on how
But the only the thing I was worried about is because of your, you know, your health issues and stuff, like, you know, that's just.
Yeah, I mean, they just might have to just monitor you a lot.
worried about what how they're gonna respond to it, but I'm more worried about their health situation than anything. You know, that's what I'm worried about. Well, you know, it's always up there going on with me. Because that's the time when you're like really stressed out, you know, about the situation. No, man, I'm just, because I, when I first lost my father, I was trying to, like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I could feel like, damn, like, what's going on with this? I ain't ready for this shit, but, yeah, you know, but you're going to have to breathe through it, and you're going to have to go into the doctor lab, make sure you take some prenatal pills and stuff, but you just have to try to be in a non-